Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Heels Dealers Out of the Book of the Psalm, your host, Dry Bones. Today's program is like another one, bro. We just keep it rolling because y'all bring in the fuel and the fire every week. And all the stuff we looked through this week is unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. And it's something we got to think about, y'all. I told y'all last week on last week's show, don't get involved unless you know the cause. And unfortunately, many of you are not going to pay attention. That's fine. You know, I don't expect nobody to listen to me all the way through. No way. But I will say this. Today's program, let's just say today's program is based off the whole premise of the show. It's called The Valley of the Dry Bones in America. Now, you got to ask yourself a question. What is this prophecy about? And for years, y'all been hearing it, mainly not even hearing it, because church don't even prophesy. Most black churches don't even bring up the dry bones. Won't even bring them up. one of the most prolific prophecies in the scriptures, they won't even bring it up. Won't even talk about it. So you know we got to come today hardcore with some facts. This book was written a long time ago. When I first got this book, those of you who was in the temple know what I'm talking about. This was a mandatory reading. The name of the book was called The Valley of the Dry Bones, The Conditions That Face Black America, The People of Black America. It was by a gentleman by the name of, I call him Professor now because he a griot, Rudolph R. Windsor. Wrote this book in like in the 80s. I got it right here with us. So I'm going to be going in and out this because it talked about some of these things that we experienced. Now, I, being a part of this branch of Hebrewism, we was told the God name was Yahweh. For those of you who's called the Tetragrammaton, Yud-Heh-Wav, it has no vowels. So these are some of the things that was brought to my attention at an early young age. But see, it goes even further than that. Those of you in New York, didn't you find it strange that the churches were called Abyssinia? These are Ethiopic names. But see, people came over from these areas, different parts of the country. One of them was Rabbi Matthews. Rabbi Matthews is out of New York. He organized a congregation of Ethiopian Hebrews in 1918 in New York City. Then he ordained many rabbis. Then he inserted some of the Ethiopian Israelite learning more about the Hebrew culture in Israel. Now, here's where it gets deep, y'all. With all that's going on in the Middle East, no one's bringing up the Hebrew Israelites that's already there and the Ethiopians that are already there through Operation Solomon. Y'all forgot they brought huge numbers of them up there. The question to you is, how are they treated? That should be the question. Where are they at in all this? No footage, nothing, none, nada, not one thing. Yet, they're there, no doubt about it. Now, my man was a historian, anthropologist, sociologist, and a theologian. I mean, he used the books of the Bible and different Torahs. And today I'm going to give you some books that none of y'all probably looked up to show. I got the book up there. It says, When I Was a Messiah. Clearly, somebody been leaving out some stuff. But today we're going to clarify some things today. We got to. There's no other choice. We got to. I'll be taking calls from across the country. All you got your hands up. Keep them up. We'll be hitting on all type of topics today, all type of news. I'm going to go from the news and up. For those of you who are in the crypto format and all the crypto information that many of you have been getting and doing, let me just say this. I keep up with it, too, because I know that the money game is very important. The money game is very important. We got to stay focused. That it says in your scripture, which I know many of you don't have to believe the Bible. I don't tell you to believe the Bible. I said the Bible is put in place again, so people can understand that the book has relevancy because it ain't what you think it is. I told you a long time ago, it's about an alien takeover. But many of you don't like to hear that. That's fine. But it's an alien takeover, and it's not getting any better. Not going to get any better. It's an alien takeover. But we're going to leave that for later. Absolutely. You can't bring that up too early because we want to make the fire not that hot right away. We're going to get the fire rolling because this is the Helios hour. Now, Rudolph Windsor's book is, if you don't have it, you should have it. It's one of those books that you have to read. He got some facts, some historical data, and we shouldn't get caught up in the color game because let me get you right here. The color game was not necessary back in them days. Not at all. There was no need to worry about the color game. Color game that makes had no relevancy in that time. First of all, in his book, it says Sephardism or Afro-Asian. That was Afro-Asian Israelites. Goes on to say the word Sephardic means Spanish. Afro-Israelites. Lived in Portugal and Spain. When the Moors. Now, that's where it gets deep. They lived amongst the Moors. Well, the Moors' name ain't really the Moors. They were called the Saracens or the Avadani. So go look for the other name of the Moors. Then you will find out how it goes into the Oriental. Because some people, and this is in this book, this is coming out of the Rudolph Windsor book. I'm reading it, I have the book right here. It says, according to this, its broad meaning is now applied to non-European Israelites who are descendants of them who lived in Muslim countries or in Afro-Asian countries. Now, you ask yourself this, Afro-Asian countries. He goes on to say, another name applied to these Israelites is Oriental. Now, I told you one of the lodges in France is called the Grand Orient. St. Louis, who got the Golden Arches, will understand that terminology. If you're not from that area, what, you know what the Orient is and Grand Orient, look up French, St. Louis, and all that good stuff, Louisiana. Because they are from the Eastern countries, or countries of Eastern culture as opposed to the Western European culture. The complexion of these Sephardic Israelites range from black, jet black, to high yellow. Many of these Israelites are in Iran. Many of them Israelites are from Iran, are yellow. From Morocco, they are brown and yellow. And from Egypt, they are yellow, brown. From West Africa, black, and others. Now, these are variations of color tones. This goes along with the brainwashing that they was done during the time of when the eugenics or the white supremacists finally came over here with this philosophy of the Mongolian race, the different characteristics of race. That goes along with some of the stuff that they are coming with as well. Now, he got a lot of stuff in this book. It's not a big book. If y'all get the book, it's an easy read. It's like only 100 and maybe. Let me see, I got 133, 34, 35, not even that many pages. It's a really a great book. It really is. But for the purpose of keeping this thing fast, I put up the emblem to show you that they were definitely two wings on the bird. If you see the first picture in our slide presentation, you'll see the KKK with the soldier in a stance of a handshake over huddling male characters of black descent as being scared. Now, this is in the book, The Second Civil War, part of his book. And he says that, which I and all of us are saying, a secret Confederate Army personnel organized by the Confederate General Force, that they came to Ku Klux Klan, y'all know all that. But then it goes on and telling you how many of these people, and he names them. He says, he names the characters. He says, traitor President Hayes appointed Frederick Douglass as U.S. Marshal of Washington, D.C. in 1877. The position rendered Douglass ineffective and were equal to making him a Boy Scout. And I wonder why. I said, man, because I read the book so many times, and that's why this program is called The Valley of the Dry Bones Network. So we're bringing all the bones together. And it's a symbolic allegoric story as well. It has a lot. It's not to be taken literal because, of course, you can't take these things literal when you read the Bible. It's written in too many type of computations. It's like a spell book. It's a medicine book. It has everything in it that was put in by these ancients, female and male. We ain't leaving the females out at all, or our brothers out at all, because again, we're going to get deep today because we don't have much time. They're about to bring in the thing. But let me go through this thing that happened. During the time of this, that's why I got them huddled up together. During the time when they made this connection, the Ku Klux Klan and the Union soldiers, who were all Masons. Let's not forget that. They declared martial law on Georgia. They sure did. In 1906, they declared martial law on Georgia and went berserk on Georgia. That's why Georgia is one of the hubs of the Communist Party. Then they engaged in all kind of race riots between Springfield, Illinois. The Ku Klux Klan set fires to many areas, townships, memberships. In 1915, with over 4 million Ku Klux Klan members. Now, Ku Klux Klan was not a rinky-dinky organization that they try to portray as some dumb crackers running around and you know, just barefoot and dumb. No, these was aristocrats, generals, former politicians, and present politicians. But again, they got together with the robber barons. The robber barons were nothing more than the Gilded Age, J.P. Morgan, Chase Bank, of course, the Rothschild family, and so forth. Now, we be leaving out a lot of stuff because, again, to expedite time, I'm asking y'all to go get the book. But some of the topics in this book, and I must admit, are very interesting topics that we already hit. He got there about the Third World War, the same characters. Why wouldn't he not know those characters? Because they was already written out for him in his era. He had to know of Albert Pike's book, The Three World Wars. He had to know Rudolf Wenzel. So he had to put that in the book. And these are white Confederates that information came from. Then he goes into Iran. He got everything in here. All the countries we played last week, the seven countries, right here, he got in his book. So was that already known? Yeah, obviously. Somebody fulfilled these prophecies. It says the Persian kingdom. That's Ezekiel 38:5. And all the nations will come down, the Persians, and invade Israel and the Middle East and Persia and all of them. And then it says Africa with them. That's in Ezekiel 38:5 too. Ethiopia, Libya, and all with them, and all of them with shields and helmets. They're preparing for war. He got every nation that we spoke about yesterday, the Northern Army Bloc, Ezekiel 38:15. Ezekiel 38:6 gives you the location of the invasion from Russia. Ezekiel 2, Gog and Magog, all talking about the Union of the United States, the Soviet Socialist Republic, known as Russia today, has power over all these areas today. And China is part of the Euro or the Afro-Asian part of this. Now, again, we just going to bring it to your memory banks because I know many of you have forgotten a lot of things over the years because we learned so much and we are bombarded with so much information. It's unreal. So what happens is you become almost fixated to social media, and that's all you will be able to use. Sad, but it's true. Now, I'm going to hit on these topics before I play this first clip. I don't want you to know everything is real that we talk about. Facts matters. Just in case you didn't know that, the Brazilian health minister just recently, see, while you watching this hand and you're not watching the real news, you're getting fake news. No doubt about it. You're getting fake news. It says the health minister has now announced that COVID-19 vaccines will be added to the mandatory annual immunization program for children and babies. Parents of unvaccinated children will be denied welfare benefits. That just came from Brazil. Go look it up. Brazil. Now, if Brazil, who is part of the World Economic Forum, imagine what they formulated for you here in the Valley of the Dry Bones. Question is it in America? Because everybody's coming here. All the bones from around the world is coming here. There's not one ethnic, if you are the 12 tribe or listed tribe, you already in this bad boy. We got every tribe on the earth in America. Only nation practically got everybody here practicing whatever religion they want to practice. But listen carefully. This could be all staged up because they're trying to prepare you. Have you noticed BlackRock just brought it? Did you notice that the Chase Bank CEO sold all his shares, but then BlackRock now want crypto? The mystery was told to me. When they allow crypto to be the currency, no, it is over. It is over. And how do I know that? Because facts matters. And here we go with a fact. See, y'all watching so much fake TV and fake news and fake everything that we don't have the knowledge of discernment of how to, you know, balance the facts from the truth. It says you have to, you know, weigh the facts, weigh the truth, make sure they got stability and soundness. Unfortunately, that's out the door. Here's one of them here. We had so many of you on the program. They never returned. I don't know why. I say, come on and talk to us about these crypto things going on. But here it goes. Just so you know, class action suits are going around the world. The first one is class action suit lawsuit is filed by some investors who lost all the money against the celebrities. They are now got Tom Brady and his ex-wife Giselle. Maybe that's why they divorced. Comedian Larry David, Shaquille O'Neal, Steph Curry, tennis star Naomi Osaka are all going to be sued under this new lawsuit against FTX. You see how they got your boy now all through the TV? Yeah, Freeman, Bank Freeman, Free the Bankman, or Break Fraudman Free. Which one is it? Now, that's just one of the things that they don't want you to know. You can sue. So you've been taken by these crypto people. You better start thinking about using class action law against them, because obviously they're being sued. Second one who's being sued. See, they don't tell you about other parts of the world because they don't want you to know. Australia, people who are fighting back. Australian actress Miley Stewart suffered a massive stroke caused by AstraZeneca jab. She is now taking legal action against AstraZeneca after suffering a massive stroke caused by the COVID vaccine. Now, you got to ask yourself, why they on the news? It's on their news. It's all you, all the news I got today was out of foreign news. Why ain't they maybe that's why Shaq had to be served if he was hiding from the set. Remember, they couldn't find Shaq. He was doing all this hiding. He ain't want to tell you he was the fraud. You got DJ Ivy and all these people on the Breakfast Club doing fraud on people. But it's okay because guess what? Y'all love black. In this book, it mentions why black people are messed up, because you don't want to accept that you're the number one victim of your own crimes. It's right here in his book. I'm just going to use some excerpts to go back and forth as I find them because it's just fascinating. Oh, it also says in his book, one of the topics is the Eurasian invasion of the black community. But I should tell people about this because, of course, I was told this by reading this book. So I was already inundated with this thought. So when I started to see this, those of you on the line can attest to this, who was in that time frame of reading these books, clearly said the Eurasian means European Asians. Two bloodlines. The two bloodlines. In recent years, the black community has been a rapid influx of Orientals, including Korean, Vietnamese. Isn't that true, California? Parts of California, very true. You're right there on in that area. What you expect? Large cities. So Orientals are well as other immigrants, they are told to open up business. In the black community, they're told to open up businesses because they're giving them loans that were supposed to be for you dry bones who are already here. We're going to get to the Native American part, but y'all stick with me. Y'all going to find out who the dry bones may be. So ain't that the only group that would be totally dried up would be the people in the country who have their history taken away that it'd be never remembered. That's very interesting. Because most of the Native American people here don't know their tribe at all. Lost. All these tribes named, everybody know they named all these areas after the Oriental East, even though you sit in the West. He said it, invasion. Was he not lying? Well, he must have knew too. And then it goes on to say, that our destruction toward black businesses. Oh my goodness. It says the attitude of black customers toward black business. They just had a seminar the other day on the news I was watching. It was either in Georgia, one of the news. It was in Georgia. Ever since what's the chick who got the restaurant, Burris, Candy Burris restaurant, some influencer went to her thing and said how nasty they was to them. And I said, wow, that's in the book. Of course. You got bad attitude. You can't go to any restaurant without the waitress look like she want to kick your ass. You name me some restaurants that got good black customer service, I'll be there. I'll open up the line. Any black business in your area that gives you quality customer service, you need to bring your asses there every day to eat. And let the ones that go down the wayside rot and let the Eurasians take over, which they already have, obviously, because they ain't got that many black quality restaurants anyway. Now, unless you're going to include the Jamaicans, are Jamaicans part of this? We will soon find out. The Haitians got restaurants over here. Jamaicans got restaurants, a lot of Jamaican restaurants everywhere. You can't go across the country without finding a Jamaican restaurant somewhere. That's a fact. How is that? How is that? We're going to figure that out. But today, for all you listening, the biggest hoax. See, you always been talking this stuff, and you don't know who these Jews are. You don't know who nobody is. You got all these fake names going on, and you got to really, like, make sure everybody listening. I'm saying this because I'm being real about the situation. Now, this goes way back. See, if you don't go way back, you don't know what's going on. And I ain't talking about in the 1900s. This thing about the Messiah figure was brought up by the Frankish Sabbatini community, the Sabbati Levi, and all these groups. Now, I'm going to show you what they did. They came up with this dude named Jacob Franks. Jacob Franks, he claimed to be a Messiah figure back in the 1600s. Now, you could tell me if I'm making this up, well, why don't you go look it up? Because, see, facts matters on this program. It ain't like other programs where they just talk and don't have no facts behind the talking. We're going to give you a foundation that will make you know what we're talking about. Ain't going to be no faking around, them and they. We giving you the names of them. Ain't going to be those and all that, these adjectives. We're going to give you the now of who these people are. You will figure out who they are by us giving you the names. Who are the Khazarians? Who are the Frankish? Who are the Septavians? You will know today because we only tell you the facts on the Dry Bones. Today's program is dedicated to Rudolph Windsor, a book that many of us in the temple had to read. And I'm glad I wrote it. I read it. Really am. Excellent book. Gives me a lot of insight. A lot of insight on what took place. And I took that book and went further because I was able to find out some stuff that ain't everything in the book got some variations of, you got to fit it in where you get in because everybody didn't learn everything at the same time. He didn't know everything. He did not know everything, but he knew enough to put this book together. And he knew enough to get us on this line to go further. That's why it says study to show thyself approved. Nobody else can approve your study but you. If you're a weak person can't study, then don't ask about the facts because you ain't going to get them. But if you dig deep like hidden treasure, like it said it would, you'll find jewels. Like my man used to say, man, you throwing me jewels, Dry Bones. I'm throwing a precious gem right now. Listen up. This is why you believe in the Messiah.
Most people have heard of Jesus, considered by Christian followers to be the Messiah. But very few people have ever heard of Sabbatai Zevi, who declared himself to be the Messiah in 1666. He amassed a following of over 1 million believers, half the world's Jewish population during the 17th century, by proclaiming that redemption was available through acts of sin. Considered a heretic by many of his contemporary rabbis, nonetheless, his fame extended far and wide. Sabbatai's adherents planned to abolish many of the ritualistic observances, because, according to the Talmud, in the Messianic time there would no longer be holy obligations. Fasting days became days of feasting and rejoicing. Sexual promiscuity, adultery, incest and religious orgies were encouraged and practiced by Sabbatians. After Sabbatai Zevi's death, his philosophy would be continued and expanded on by his Kabbalist successor Jacob Frank. Frankism, a religious movement of the 18th and 19th centuries, centered on the leadership of the Messiah claimant Jacob Frank. He, like Zevi, would perform strange acts that violated traditional religious taboos, such as eating fats that were forbidden by Jewish dietary laws, ritual sacrifice, promoting orgies and sexual immorality. It is suggested Jacob Frank would eventually enter into an alliance formed by Adam Weishaupt and Meyer Amschel Rothschild called the Order of the Illuminati. It is said the objectives of this organization was to undermine the world's religions and power structures, in an effort to usher in a utopian era of global communism covertly ruled by their hidden hand, the New World Order. Using secret societies, such as the Freemasons, their agenda has played itself out over the centuries, staying true to the script. Opposition would be handled by a near-total control of the world's media, academic opinion leaders, politicians and finance. While still considered a conspiracy theory to many, let's explore both Zevi and Frank. Sobhatai Zevi was born July 23, 1626, in Smyrna, the Ottoman Empire. He died in 1676. He was considered a false messiah who developed a mass following and threatened rabbinical authority in Europe and the Middle East. Earlier on, as a young man, he steeped himself in the influential body of Jewish mystical writings known as the Kabbalah. He had extended periods of ecstasy and his strong personality attracted many disciples. At the age of 22, he proclaimed himself the Jewish Messiah. He was soon driven from Smyrna by the rabbis and journeyed to Salonika, an old Kabbalistic center. He then went on to Constantinople. There he encountered a well-known and persuasive Jewish preacher and Kabbalist, Abraham Hayakini, who possessed a false prophetic document affirming that Sabbatai was the Messiah. Sabbatai then traveled to Palestine and after that to Cairo, where he won over to his cause Raphael Halevi, the wealthy and powerful treasurer of the Turkish governor. With a group of believers and assured of financial backing, Sabbatai made his return to Jerusalem. There, a 20-year-old student known as Nathan of Gaza assumed the role of a modern Elijah. In this traditional role of forerunner of the Messiah, Nathan ecstatically prophesied the imminent restoration of Israel. World salvation was to come through the bloodless victory of Sabbatai, riding on a lion with a seven-headed dragon in his jaws. In accordance with millenarian belief, he cited 1666 as the apocalyptic year. Threatened with excommunication by the rabbis of Jerusalem, Sabbatai returned to Smyrna in the autumn of 1665, where he was wildly acclaimed. His movement spread to Venice, Amsterdam, Hamburg, London, and several other European and North African cities. At the beginning of 1666, Sabbatai went to Constantinople and was imprisoned on his arrival. After a few months, he was transferred to the castle at Abydos, that became known to his followers as Migdal Oz, the Tower of Strength. In September, however, he was brought before the Sultan in Adrianople and, having been previously threatened with torture, became converted to Islam. The placated Sultan renamed him Mehmed Efendi, appointed him his personal doorkeeper, and provided him with a generous allowance. All but his most faithful or self-seeking disciples were disillusioned by his apostasy. Eventually, Sabbatai fell out of favor and was banished, dying in Albania. The movement that developed around Sabbatai Zevi became known as Sabbataianism. It attempted to reconcile Sabbatai's grandiose claims of spiritual authority with his subsequent seeming betrayal of the Jewish faith. Faithful Sabbataians interpreted Sabbatai's apostasy as a step toward ultimate fulfillment of his messiahship and attempted to follow their leader's example. They argued that such outward acts were irrelevant as long as one remains inwardly a Jew. Those who embraced the theory of sacred sin believed that the Torah could be fulfilled only by amoral acts representing its seeming annulment. Others felt they could remain faithful Sabbataians without having to apostatize. After Sabbatai's death in 1676, the sect continued to flourish. The nihilistic tendencies of Sabbataianism reached a peak in the 18th century with Jacob Frank, whose followers reputedly sought redemption through orgies at mystical festivals. Frank addressed his followers, "I came not to elevate your spirits, but to humiliate you to the bottom of the abyss, where you can get no lower, and where no man can rise from by his own forces, but only God can pull him with his mighty hand from the depths." By abyss he meant particularly sexual rituals that included sacred orgies with just a touch of incest. The sexual adventures reached the ears of the senior rabbis of Poland after the Frankists held a rough sexual ceremony. The Frank sect had gathered in the mornings in an inn of one of their own. closed all the windows in secrecy, and took the rabbi's wife. A beautiful and promiscuous woman, sat her down naked in a palanquin, placed a Torah crown upon her head and danced around her, playing instruments, falling on her and kissing her, while calling her mezuzah. The main concept in Sabbatean theology was relying on the concept that after Shabbatites have entered the Jewish arena, the Messianic era has started. In this new world, everything was turned upside down, the old law was cancelled, all the do not laws became do laws, even strong prohibitions such as incest. The Sabbatean used to bless each other with this twisted verse, "Blessed art thou, Lord, who cancels and allows the prohibitions." Jacob Frank, original name Jacob Leibowitz, was born 1726 in what is now Ukraine.
What? Ukraine? I told y'all I was going to put the dots together for y'all, boy, but I didn't know it was going to be this easy. I said, man, this whole thing is a setup. Same area. All this is the same area, Ukraine. Didn't we tell you that? If that's not, I'm vindicated like, God damn. I told y'all that it was going to be Ukraine. I didn't learn it on my own. It was inculcated through people of wisdom. Said, that ain't true. This is the facts. Look at this. Don't look at what the world gives you. Look at the secret knowledge. That's why we call this the Holy Helios. Let's get the party started. Let's start out. My sister over here, we got my brother down here. We're going to hit him up. 1-877. We got 9927. We got 7472. We're going to hit y'all hard and get it ready. Go ahead. Jump in.
Resurrection, you got me on so soon. I wasn't ready.
Okay,
she wasn't ready.
Okay, nobody's ready. Okay, well, stay tight. I'm going to put y'all out. Y'all get ready. I just want y'all know. I hear hello. Y'all, I'm opening up these mics because I want to hear from y'all. This the same area that they said we're going to have, or we're going to do all this stuff. We're going to make the world upside down, turn the lies to truth, truth to the lie. Ain't that what they doing today? Go ahead.
Greetings, everyone.
Yes. Go ahead. We got you.
Yeah. So basically, you know, the old saying is history we live.
Yeah.
It doesn't go anywhere. And as you stated earlier, that we are definitely governed by another entity. And they have sacred places that they have memories and moments. And because of that, that's why we're able to find so many different things that are left behind that they call artifacts, that they have left to make sure that we wasn't there, but they want to make sure that their history and their plans to take over is still alive. And
so let's go what you just heard. These people, now this is not even, they thought the Messiah figure, that was already him. So that means this Messiah concept been going around for a long time about people being the Messiah. That's what I want y'all to concentrate on. I mean, all the other stuff, yes, fine, but did you not hear what they said? So that means that could this be a fake thing? Because people been claiming to be the Messiah. This is 1600s, and they thought he was the Messiah. How's that?
Well, I believe that what's going on with the Messiah is that it's something that can be controlled by people, and if they believe in the Messiah, they're able to control the people and their presence and their future and create the prophecy.
So if it's always
been working, you know, like, why not repeat it to generation
right.
after generation?
Now I'm going to bring it to reality. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I think the human people are conscious people. They're people with feelings and emotions, and they can be, they can be manipulated through emotions. So if the people who has this control over something that's emotionally attached to people, humans, then therefore the Messiah should live forever up until now.
Yeah, but
for some reason,
God,
though, for some reason, they're trying to kill the Messiah.
They can make you a Messiah. They can make you a Messiah. Hold on.
But they're trying to kill the Messiah.
Hold on, because you're not making sense on what you're saying right quick. I said, do you see that the period of time where everybody could be a Messiah? You could be a Messiah to certain people if you go to them. The question I'm asking all y'all on the line, because I want some questions on this, because here it is, a guy comes out of nowhere that many of you have never heard of. I'm sure you never heard of this before. And he comes up with this thing on the Torah of saying that incest is good, pedophilia is good, and this is the origin of the sexual liberation, y'all. I'm giving you the clue to how the sexual liberation cult came into existence. Stay with us. I'm going to get some more calls. What's your take on this, 1069? What's your take on how somebody could be claimed in the same area of this war, the same area where this war is at? Right now, a guy claims to be the Messiah and does this craziest thing that most... I got so much information to do. It's unbelievable. Go ahead. What's your take on that?
Well, the first thing you said, and what's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up, my brother? What's up, Caddy? Good to have you on here, of course. Good to have you.
Thank
you. Heard me
thank
mention
you.
Rudolph Windsor. I'm glad you're with us.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to answer that to my best ability. But the first thing you said was 10666.
Yeah.
666.
Yeah,
that was enough for me. That was already enough for me. the era of the devil. Okay, so this devil, their Messiah, they got a Messiah too. You got to understand that the devil worshiper, Satanists, they have a Messiah of their own. So
right.
They talking about somebody totally different. They're not talking about Jesus. They got their own person that's supposed to come back and do whatever, but. You know, I'm not paying attention to that, but there's people who think that. So,
right.
You know, it's just the power in that. Can I say something real quick? Shout out to all the veterans and, for the Veterans Days and thank you for your service. It's the thing about the military men and women that serve, they're in defense of this country, regardless right or wrong. How impartial, how whatever, it's just, sometimes you just got to take time to think about that. There's certain people that be willing to go in front of the fire if the danger comes that way, So, you got to take time to acknowledge those people, regardless of where their mind state might be and how they viewpoint on the world. But one thing they have is the compassion that they will be willing to fight and defend for the people. So, but I know you was talking about a lot of things about especially the Ethiopian Jews over there. Of course, it's hard for me to speak on that because I have family members that's in the Israeli army because, it's part of their citizenship that they also serve in the military. So certain things are kind of sensitive. So I don't, advocate who should win. I know right and wrong. I understand that, but it's not... As a person that has to deal with these certain things, people got different realities. Someone can say you shouldn't fight for that, but then they got the situations going on. So it's kind of like being on the outside, So, it's a lot of quietness on that and a lot of mistreatment. So just like people over here get treated, the so-called African-Americans, that's how they get treated over there. I witnessed this for myself.
Right. Now, the question I'm asking y'all out there, is okay. I know we ain't seen nothing on them. They are very much, we got Dimona, the area of Dimona, and we got the Ethiopians in another area. And you have, I don't think they're in the West Bank, these Hebrew Israelites from America and Ethiopia.
No, South Israel.
Huh?
They're in the southern part of Israel. I've been to Dimona. I've been there.
Right. Okay. So you know. That's why I'm glad you're with us.
I met them. Yes.
Yeah. So they're in an area. They're not being touched by the bombing. Is that correct?
Well, they already having issues with the government trying to put a lot of their people out. So if they gonna go out there and protest, it's the same people trying to put them out. And then children have to serve in the military also.
Oh, their children got to serve okay. Now, you mentioned that.
Yes.
I know. I'm glad you said that with the veterans. I don't think people understand that Black America, just go with the premise of Black America, y'all. No, I'm not going by it. But we have a tendency to hate the fact that many of us fought in every war campaign in America from the very founding. It was people here fighting, already on the ground. And I think it's beautiful that you said about the veterans, because many people say, oh, take it for granted. But when you're fighting for something, it means a lot more. Hey, our veterans may be fighting for, I hate to say it like this, but I have to say it, the facts matters, bankers war. I was taught a long time ago, all war are banker wars. So we fighting for the interest of the Rothschild family, who I just gave y'all their belief system. Their belief system is Jacob Franks, and Zvi Lidi. How do you take that when you realize that, well, you know, all operations basically is protecting the interests of rich people? How you think our veterans, and did our veterans come back, y'all? This is the sad thought part. I'm glad you brought that up and let you go in a minute. If veterans come back, they come back without getting anything. They're on the streets here in Florida. I'm sure they're on the streets in many of your area. And it's sad to say that many of them got on drugs after all these war campaigns, Korea War, Vietnam War. Many of our Black people came back heroin addicts. Because after I got knowledge of what was being guarded and what was being fought for, many of these wars were being fought for agriculture purposes of pharmaceuticals, which means heroin. Give us your thoughts on how all that plays into this military campaign with the veterans, because I know you are very much aware of a lot of this stuff. So give us your thoughts, because the veterans deserve a lot. I'd rather see them get free tax exemption, those who went to war and really got messed up and some housing, rather than give it to people coming over here free of charge and not doing nothing for the country. What's your take on that?
Well, the truth of the matter, 200 million people in this country are African Americans.
Right.
200 million. And they always been the majority. What happened is, like the Esau story, your birthright was taken in exchange for a birth certificate. This has always been your nation. People are forgetting that this is your nation, you the population. So it's part of a lot of our DNA to always be in defense. Always, it's like kind of like a God-given role in life. Like everybody got to play a part in this world. So we're going to always be, because we just been lied to about who we are and how we existed here. So it seems like they trying to say like, oh, the first Black inventor. No, stop lying, fool.
Right.
Invented everything.
Right. We got all these.
They try to make
us
feel like
we're
smaller, like
right.
We mentally retarded or something.
Right. Like all of a sudden we invented something, and I find out that everybody should out there listening. He just says a Jew. If you realize that all the inventions, they had a Black, either female or Black male in place, you have to wonder, like, come on now, y'all. That can't be this. You can't be the Valley of Dry Bones forever. You got to wake up according to the prophecy. Stay with me on this one, too.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Go ahead. Say something, sister. Go ahead.
There has been a lot of people in the history since Jesus has claimed to be.
Absolutely.
Incarnated.
Absolutely.
As Jesus.
Yeah. Quite a few.
Not just Frank.
Including one I know. I've personally been around one. So I'm telling y'all that there's not one era that has put fear in the minds of the population with this book. This one book that many of you do not read, or many of y'all don't believe, whatever the case may be, it's your business. But Everybody believed in every era of the end of the world. We proved that last week. Everybody thought the end of the world was last week when they played it back in the day. They thought the end of the world. So and now the same thing happened with this dude. He got everybody to believe it was an end time prophecy that they was going to kill. Everybody going to be dead. Now, how long did this prophecy be able to be maintained? Or is this a playbook of how to control the masses? I'm trying to get y'all to see, could this be a playbook? The question I asked all y'all, the era that they came with, and Brother Caddy and Sister, I said he came from Ukraine. I didn't say that. They said that. The same cat that y'all talking about with the Messiah figure that made this whole, and isn't it strange? Ukraine, y'all. Why Ukraine? I gave y'all the clue. Y'all should be like, why are we fighting for you? Because that's the hub of the New World Order. Go ahead.
Or if it's not the hub, our government is able to steal money when they get money to
hold on, time out, because I want you to make sense of what you be saying. If the hub, I said the hub, you just said that the government sends the money on, ain't that the hub where the money goes? If that's where the money goes,
right.
That's the hub. Okay, so why would you say that?
I think that when they send money to like little small countries like Israel and Ukraine, mm-hmm. just because of the fact that they can control that government and take the money back, they make us believe they're taking
that's
the money back for their purposes.
That's the hub. Just like y'all
airport. You know what?
Go ahead, brother. I'm just trying to get see if y'all say the same thing, but y'all know what y'all saying. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sister. I mean, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
For me, it sounds like they're going over there. It's like they taking all they can and trying to relocate, at a convenient time, as if they know that they on bartered time.
Okay,
you know,
so
it's like they just doing everything.
Uh-huh.
This is how they just shoving money through. So supposedly just shoving money over the area, like. Yeah, but they ain't telling you what they spending it on. They tell you what it's for, but not what it's on. They can't break it down to me.
Both of y'all asking, sister. Brother, y'all both saying, Sister Keeper, y'all both saying, all y'all saying the same thing. I want y'all to think about what y'all saying so the people could think with y'all that, yes, it's a hub. They switching money. That's the banking that they want the money to go through. But here's the key, y'all. Did y'all listen to where the area where they said that the Frankish Sabbath TV went? He was in the Ottoman Empire, y'all. Did y'all listen to, I hope y'all, see, that's the thing about our people, which is, let me go to Rudolph Windsor where he says our people cannot function mentally. I'm convinced. I am convinced we cannot put things together. If the hub is the country y'all just named, and then we find out this is the headquarters of where the Sabbatee Empire was set up, where they would do this magic. And if y'all do not know that the President Zelensky was a sex fiend, he was gay. He was getting gangbanged regularly, their president. This is a fact. And yet, I have not put it together. It's almost frightening for the dry bones. Because here it is, a guy who was gay. Not that I'm against gays, but this was this is their president. He was a comedian, individual gay person. Zelensky. He now, after going through the gangbang ritual, which I know y'all never looked it up because y'all scared to look up stuff. Go look up gangbang ritual. You will see what I just gave you that they said has to happen. Little kids must become beautiful. They make little. Haven't y'all been watching Pizzagate? All the stuff we've been saying for years on this program seems to have went by because many of you are stuck on the Pan-Africanism. Of everything got to be black. I don't think you understand that the black people are behind this in these countries. You don't give your daughters away without paying tribute. That's just ancient common sense. If I want your daughters, I'm going to pay tribute to your king, and he going to give me all the versions of your land. That's how it works, y'all. Ain't no damn. No, you talk to the elite. Every one of these people have been initiated into their own craft. This is a fact. If you don't know that by now, that's because you probably ain't been in nothing all your damn life and you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But let's go even deeper. Let's go even deeper. I'm about to get some more calls on here because y'all about to go. Now, I said the Ethiopians are over there. But the Caddy knows they're over there. Sister, you know they're over there. Y'all seen Whitney Houston go over there. Everybody over there. I don't see none of our black leaders over there asking what's going to happen. Remember when Jesse Jackson, El Sharpton, all of them went over there when Whitney Houston went, as if they were, they Asians. They Asian provocateurs. Plain and simple. They playing a setup kid. Y'all ain't worried about no goddamn Hebrew Israelites at all. Y'all a bunch of liars. Bunch of liars. I can prove it right after I get some more calls. I'm going to prove y'all lying about the Hebrew Israelite shit because y'all could care less. These people over there, ain't none of y'all worried about shit about them. The Ethiopian government ain't said shit about the goddamn Ethiopians over there. I ain't heard Tedros or any of the World Health Organization say, hold it, let's get the Ethiopians help because they over there. Let's get, and all you niggas from Detroit, I'm calling you what you really are, niggas, ignorant people, over there in Detroit, you know that they all came out of Detroit and Hebrew Israelites, all that, New York. Where you at, New York? Bunch of lying ass bastards. Where you at? You ain't mad about no, all them Ethiopians, all them Hebrew Israelites over there, and you ain't saying a guy. Matter of fact, even Hebrew Israelites getting jacked up. They put some chick ran a goddamn car into their building because she thought they was of Jewish descent. Now, I put the thing up. The Democratic Party is the party, and I know the Republican Party, but I showed y'all I know both of them. You got to debate me about that. I put the symbols up for you to say that. If you know those symbols, you know I know that both of them have did the handshake. Common sense. I'll give it to you so you don't have to come on here and say the same thing. I said that because they did that handshake, where's the black people who were Republicans at that time? We had a whole group of black Republicans. See, y'all forget the history. I know y'all have. Because at that time of the Civil War, blacks were the richest demographic in America. I asked y'all, I did a show on it. I said, what slaves are the richest that ever got out of slavery? And y'all couldn't, y'all know it was America, but because the Drive Home said it, y'all won't. That's why I said, I can't trust none of y'all on Facebook. Facebook is a fart. I'm going to prove that everybody on Facebook, you'll be picked up first. That's a prophecy. All you on Facebook, you will be picked up first. Guaranteed. How much you want to bet? You won't. That bet won't be known for another couple months because they're coming for you. They know what you're putting on Facebook. They know you ain't that bright either. They could tell why it's called algorithm. They know your brain waves through that because they know you can't be that bright. You can't remember your own history. That's why they feel confident. Now I say, maybe we need a wake-up call. That wake-up call, I'm going to listen to y'all right now. Let me get some more calls later because I'm about to fuck y'all up with y'all own bullshit. Because see, one thing about the facts got the first word called F. We don't give a fuck about your belief system. 0997. Let's roll with it. Roll with it. What you got to say? How could somebody be the Messiah in Ukraine? 0997. Okay. Let me go 992. I know it's going to scare
you. Can you hear me?
I know y'all don't want. I got. Go ahead. 0997. I'm here for you. First of all, have you ever heard of this guy ever?
Hey, you spitting on them, man, but they don't hear you, though. But check this out. Even Skull and Bones, they do a ritual where they jump into a casket and they do all kind of stuff to each other. And those boys have secrets that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in my ride. I wish I was sitting in front of my books and I'd blow your mind with some of this stuff. The most evil secret societies in the world, I got them books, yo. Hey, I'll be home in a few minutes, man.
All
I'm
right,
in
no,
my car
no,
right
no,
now.
Put yourself on mute. I will not take you off the air. Put yourself on mute. Get home. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for all y'all because y'all the dry bones.
I got you, man.
Y'all the dry bones.
I'm going to blow your mind this morning.
Okay. Y'all the dry bones.
Right, yo.
Y'all, I told y'all, the dry bones, the definition was, he said, prophesy. That means keep on speaking. That's why people say, why you keep doing this shit? You know these niggas ain't listening. They said prophesy. I'm just going to keep doing it. I don't give a damn. And when it comes, it comes. See, I don't go by all these. See, y'all always looking for. That's one thing of why I love reality. See, when Deion Sanders got beat by that team, you know that team said the dude beat him real bad? He said, we're not here for clicks. We're here for getting it. See, y'all here for, a lot of y'all on these on for clicks. Y'all say any stupid shit. You won't say the real shit because you want to hear, you want people to come on there so they can give you clicks so you can get paid. But see, when you're getting paid, they're coming after you. The IRS is coming after you niggas. And I want them to get you niggas good. I want them to round up all you niggas because you have played your own people. And I'm prophesizing against you right now. Niggas must go. You must die today. IRS, get them niggas. Now, let's go with it. 9927, you on the air.
Okay, okay. Resurrection. The double A.
Let's do it. Let's do it. They want to play today?
Anyway,
ain't no
yo,
more playing.
Y'all, if y'all don't realize that the whole entire world is being run by sexual predators that go
right.
Everywhere. They don't
everywhere.
Care. They're everywhere. They're eating, they're sexing, they're doing everything. They're running the entire planet, the entire realm, the entire dimension right now. It's in the negative. You know what I'm saying? And people are loving this shit. They loving it. They want to get robotic. They want to be in a zombie state. They're showing you the state of mind that everybody is in. You're either going to be a zombie, you're going to be in the torture, or you know, you're gonna be a robot, or you're gonna be an alien. You know what? You know, these are the mind. These are the titles that's out there now for each and everybody's mindset that they're in. Or you, the influencers is out there becoming robots. They're becoming.
Right.
They're in.
The influencers.
They're in the machine. They're becoming part of the machine. And then when you get a little further into the mRNA, you know that they want everybody to be connected to the machine. Your soul is going to be in the robot. They want you in the machine. That's why they're making all these
rage against the machine.
Your souls being kidnapped in the machine. About them they're literally getting away with this shit. Because you
now
are
you
out
sent,
here.
Now you sit. Now you sit.
Have
now hold on. This system sends a lot of information. Now let's go with what you said. Let's cover a few minutes of that. Now, y'all, somebody's my other Buffalo brother Mo. Appreciate that love. Now, y'all been talking about caves, tunnels. Did y'all know Buffalo got underground tunnels that just was found?
I told you about the tunnels.
Yeah, you vindicated 5 times. All y'all in Buffalo who've been coming to us with this now. Buffalo,
the Underground Railroad, y'all.
The Underground Railroad could not have done this. Because this was done precision. Underground Railroad is a term meaning they're going to house. They got these. We talking about precision.
But they took it and ran with it. Now look at it. They took that and ran with it. Those tunnels probably always been there.
Right. Yeah.
And they fixed them up as they
go. And Harry Tubman ain't built a goddamn Underground Railroad. And Harry Tubman.
No, that's called blackface. That's putting blackface in front of it.
And putting the blackface in front of it. Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's go with that. Because she was loyal. Now, her rulers, her what they call it, her handlers was the Protestants. Go look it up.
The Dutch.
Yeah, the Dutch. Yeah, that was her rulers. That was the ones who gave her the power to become what y'all want to say she become. But the facts do matter on this program.
And they
that's
were
why
number one place.
That's why I'm not
invited
on most programs because I would pretty much tell y'all, you're lying. Go ahead.
They were the number one slave traders within the country.
Number one
outside.
Slave traders, right?
In the country.
Yeah, in the country, yeah.
So,
and she's with them.
Right now, y'all got to know that, you know, you do got a lot of double agents out here. All they want is money.
Secret
everything
agent.
Is about money. And when they made everything, you went from Monopoly money, now you're going into video game money.
Went
from Monopoly, now we're in the video game money. Video game money is the zombie money, the Z money, the Bitcoin and all of that, the vault, so you can be in the vault, in the tomb, okay? You really going to be in the tomb. Now, how long are you going to be in there?
Thank you. Now, hold on. Sister, keep with me. Now, I told y'all, you told us, all y'all told all this is the vindication hour for all y'all. That's why it's called V for Vendetta. This is the vindication hour. They made that V sign, Vulcan sign for nothing. They know exactly what they was making. Let's go there. You said that the crypto money is going to put you in the grave. when have you ever seen two of the biggest CEOs in America? One is Chase Bank. He brought and sold all his stock off. That was the first sign. Second sign was BlackRock. Many of you, Brother D from Chicago and all y'all said BlackRock owned this, that. He just brought crypto. So they already are preparing for the transfer. When the transfer goes through, y'all, you and everybody in America, I don't give a damn what you believe you got. I don't care what you believe you got. Is that what your psyche believes? That's fine. That means the facts. Facts will show, the facts will show they will seize all properties because they owe a debt. And you may believe you own your property. You don't own shit, bitch-ass niggas. You only able to pay taxes on the big properties you own. And all these rappers, I'm calling on death that the four horsemen ride all over y'all because y'all have deceived us to the max. Every one of them are owned by the Khazarian Empire. That is a fact. Find me somebody claim they got distribution rights without the Khazarians. He can come on there on YouTube acting all like, yeah, we got rights. We did this. Big motherfucker, you ain't did shit but got the permission. The permission. That's all you got. I looked y'all up. All you a bunch of lies. We going to use the Bible. I'm going to use the Bible to kill y'all. I ain't going to do it. Yahweh going to kill you. Let's get some more callers.
Can I say something about crypto in Ukraine?
You want to say one more thing? Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. One more thing. Go ahead.
Ukraine is the main, it's legalized. Crypto is in Ukraine.
Ain't
and
why
is in Ukraine? That means why? All the banks is going to transfer over to cryptocurrency. This is this new thing. They already put it in perspective. That's why they want to confiscate all the monopoly money. So you can't do no trading for whatever, for drugs, pussy, whatever the fuck you want, food. You can't do no trading.
Ain't no more. Ain't gonna be no more tricking.
Because
if you can't
some
trick
of the,
with real cash,
video game money. See how they play us? They play the fuck out of us. Because I keep saying that the games, the board games that we play, the Squid Games that we in, are all under the Ouija,
the Ouija board.
And we're in it.
Board. Yeah, the Ouija.
That
board.
The cryptocurrency is on a board, y'all.
On
think
board.
About it. It's on a board inside of a computer based off of 1 through 9, okay? They getting ready to really kryptonize our asses. We going to be kryptonite, okay? For real. So it's your, we're
now,
in the machine.
Now, I'm about
into a machine
yeah.
right now to you
now,
all.
I'm about to
okay?
take it to
I'm
a new level.
I'm voicing my opinion.
Your opinion is great.
Connecting together, the dots are connecting. They're in the machine.
Now I'm about
and
to put
and they're putting the machine inside of us through the mRNA. And I'm
okay.
gonna stop right there.
Stop right there because you took a seat. You didn't even. I guess I don't know if you read the thing, but the mRNA. I just told you Australia, which is a penal colony state, actually is the one of the few people fighting the government. They are now suing, I said it earlier, AstraZeneca. How many of you niggas going to school in? Y'all niggas done took so many vaccines, and you only trying to sue a goddamn soul. You would, only people, the only person being used as a lawyer, which is sad, is the boule. They got Crump on everything. As long as you're getting killed by white people, Crump shows up. But you get killed by the pharmaceuticals, Crump ain't showing up. So you niggas will pay dearly. I got the scriptures for you to kill you. I'm not going to kill you. Yahweh going to kill you. See, I ain't going to say a word. I'm going to let Yahweh kill you since that's what you asking for because ain't nobody could be this dumb. But, niggas, anybody can tell me that you will let a man be your lawyer and he ain't got you no reparations, but he can get families to get money only through, you got to stay quiet. Don't tell what you got. And how's that sound, y'all? That's reparations to y'all? Well, you're going to get your real reparations soon. It's going to be way more. Now, I'm playing this because facts matters. When you go with the facts, you got to go with evil and good. And those of you, I know y'all love Trump. Trump was just in Hialeah, Florida. I'm about to go deep on y'all now. Trump was just in Hialeah, Florida. Sure was. Now, Trump's saying some good shit, and he's saying some crazy shit, but he's saying some good shit. But guess what? He's saying some magic shit. Because, see, I told you a Messiah figure, and sister, I hope you're listening, because you see, a Messiah figure could be portrayed as somebody who's going to save you, but he made allegiance to the New World Order. You never thought about this one, y'all. See, when people ask you for ID, ain't that what they asked you during Hitler? Even the French. Remember the French movie where the mommy would be at and the French had them fezzes on? All y'all wearing fezzes. Why the French wear fezzes, y'all? Y'all with the French? All you fezzes wearing niggas. Are y'all with the French? I don't care if you green fez or red fez or black fez. Black fez people talking about they all law. Why don't you get us out this shit, you all law niggas?
American citizens should vote in American elections, which is why the time has come for voter ID like everything else. Voter ID. You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. You go out and you want to buy anything. You need ID and you need your picture.
All right, the president hitting the strong dollar, raising interest rates, doesn't like the fact that in this interview with CNBC, you know, why does this always happen? The economy picks up steam and then the Federal Reserve decides to whack it with a hike.
Today, more lines.
I just feel like we're in the third world.
And more frustration.
Beyond irritating.
After an epic 10-hour blackout, the power at the world's busiest airport was back on this morning. Still, more than 400 flights were canceled today, on top of the 1,100 canceled yesterday.
The lights went out. We were on the plane for like 7.5 hours.
In Sunday's chaos, some passengers initially feared a terrorist attack, confused by a lack of information.
I was not expecting that.
The stranded, some on planes for more than 6 hours, left in terminals with little food.
Thanks, Atlanta.
The president has directed that the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security work together with our governors to deploy the National Guard to our southwest border to assist the Border Patrol. The president will be signing a proclamation for that effect today.
There are some lands that the Department of Defense owns that right on the border that are actually areas where we see illicit activity as part of what DOD does every day in terms of force protection. We're looking into options for the military to build wall on military installations on the border.
Now, y'all are willing. What group of people? I'm talking to you right now. Because the white people are going to fight back. The rest of the black folks. You the number one group that don't have but illegal, you can call them what you want, aliens or foreign occupation. You the only one. You ain't got no foreign occupation nowhere else in no other area but yours. Isn't that strange? And I played the Trump thing first because that could be interesting or it could be used against us. You don't have ID, you can't buy or sell in this country. See? See, Biden broke all that down and tore it all apart because Biden was told we want open borders because the person who financed him was George Soros, a Hungarian Khazar. Now, I'm going to say this to the Jewish people. We're not the Jewish people who are what I consider mundane to this have no idea. They believe the system that was told to them, the generations, just like black folks believe all the bullshit they believe, other groups believe the bullshit too. China believe the bullshit. You think China workers, they will outwork your ass in a heartbeat. Even Mexican workers outwork black folks today. You want your house done, you don't call black people, you call Mexicans. That's a fact. So you are already the dry bones, black America. You are the true dry bones. You're the only group who can't even finance themselves any longer. Because you are considered poor customer service. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Let's get some more calls out there. This is facts. I know it hurts y'all, but facts matters on this program. Go to some other program and lie to yourself. 8554.
you know what? I won't gonna say nothing today. But you touched my soul with a lot of stuff y'all was saying. Because I ain't gonna lie, I'm going through it right now. You talked about customer service. It's pretty horrendous. It's pretty bad here in Memphis compared to what Chicago was, believe it or not.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, from the VA hospital, Xfinity, getting your car wash detail, the story you get from the majority of people, you know, I don't work on weekends. And if I do work during the week, only work certain hours. Don't matter if you black or white.
Right.
You know,
right.
Never experienced that before. And it's interesting that, you know, you were talking about Veterans Day earlier that, you know, normally Veterans Day, like what happened just this past Saturday, yesterday, was on 11/11, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of sad this thing is going on with the veterans, bro, because I'm one myself, yeah. Served in Operation Iraqi Freedom. See, that... what a lot of the veterans are going through, a lot of that has to do with maybe being educated or lack of education or not being told, you know, what you're entitled to or what your benefits are. But what I'm learning now, that whole benefit piece also depends not just on the federal level, but it's also on the state level, because each state, depending on where you live at, the veteran benefits are not the same.
Wow. Did not know that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a quick example. Just for example, here in Tennessee, the only way you can get your property tax waived on a house or whatever, you have to be 100% service connected. See, in Illinois, you don't have to be 100% service connected. I think their increments start from 30 on up, but from 70 on up, you're good. That's if you're a disabled veteran. Now, Memphis has a new mayor here. I believe his name, he's black, Paul Young. And someone sent me a little article yesterday saying that there's already discussions of implementing Memphis as a sanctuary city.
Check
but
that
now,
out.
But yeah, now check this out. Now, the state of Tennessee is ready. You know, as far as outside of Memphis and Nashville, a couple other cities, Tennessee is a red state. So the state is already prepared because they're, you know, having discussions on legislation now to block that shit. Let's go back to Illinois, where I came from. You know, me and I was been saying this for the longest. You was talking about Ukraine. The governor of Illinois, J.P. Pritzker, his family lineage is from Ukraine. Why is nobody even doing the research on this? He is pro-immigration. He is pro-sanctuary city. Don't matter who the mayor of Chicago is. That's kind of like a mute point. But at the same time, it isn't, because they're mostly going to take the heat. Regardless of what the mayor of Chicago does, as long as that governor's in there, he's going to continue to advocate flooding in the immigrants. Now, let's go back to the FTX dude. What's his name? Bankman-Fried.
Yeah,
and I say again, don't listen to me. Do your research, because since he's been locked up now and through the trial, whatever, even some, not all, some of the mainstream outlets are saying now, hey, he's funding or has funded before the collapse of the company, he's funding both the Democratic and Republican Party.
That's right. He gave
some of his
money
candidates won.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Some of them lost.
Some
one key person that benefited from his political action committee. You talked about Jesse Jackson earlier. Well, his son Jonathan Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a state rep now in Illinois, and as far as his PAC, this super PAC was called Protect Our Future. He spent what an organization spent more than $500,000 for advertising for Jonathan Jackson. And then another dude named Chuy Garcia, he was also running for mayor, but he didn't win. Brandon Johnson got in there. But that was because he was backed by the Chicago Teachers Union. And
that's
by
right.
the
yeah.
way, they were
by
using
the
union
right.
funds to back his right. campaign. Nobody right. talked about that.
Nope. You did.
But we
got to
keep a black mayor
you
in
did.
There.
You did. Vindication of you because you showed up talking about it. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know.
Yep. Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you. Hold on.
Yes,
you
yes, sir.
Let me ask you now. Going on, we got Chief Judge Joe Brown. I don't know where his campaign is at. Fired down there. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a battle in these areas.
I don't even during that mayor election, because I think it was a bunch of candidates. It was about
right.
I don't know. It was so many it kept changing. But I don't even think he was in the top five as far
that's
as
right. Now let's go there. Now, he's not in the top five. Now I'm telling y'all this because I've been watching everything from y'all. I mean, we got other people helping us, but it's y'all who bring us. Now I said, wait a minute. Did y'all notice that all these black women became powerful? Y'all go look up the elections. You got black mayors that are women now. I mean, beautiful looking. I don't know if they mentally sound because, again, you could be beautiful and you could be Lilith at the same time. So I want
to know. And how many of them black women, I think we talked about this before, how many of the black women, the mayors, especially San Francisco and D.C., were mandating those vaccines?
That's right.
We got short. Man. Some of us got short-term memory.
We do. I told you, man, I think we got Alzheimer's disease, mostly about 80% of the country, regardless of what your belief is. You can't remember past last week because if somebody told you that every black woman who became powerful was financed by a Hungarian Khazar, you'll laugh me out of here. But go look up who you didn't finance from black people. You don't pay for shit. Niggas don't even pay for their goddamn dues, let alone gonna pay for a political program. Are you kidding me? Please, please, you ain't put nobody in power in the last who know many years. Because you ain't giving money. I looked this up, y'all. It's mm-hmm. easy to look. All you go to the Pew, you go to PEW Pew Report, punch in black contributions. mm-hmm. It is laughable.
Oh,
it's laughable.
One more thing. The piece you just played about the IDs. Well,
yeah.
I did a little research here with the driver license. I think I had mentioned this before on another show with the driver license here. So I officially got mine in the mail, but...
Right.
I had an issue with the mail lady, had to file a report on it, but it goes back to bad customer service.
Oh, not the mail lady.
The real ID, yeah, I had to do it. It's crazy.
Go ahead.
Didn't put my drug, what happened when I went and did what I did, would they give you a paper, a temporary one, at the driver's license facility, which they don't call it the driver license facility here. They call it the Tennessee Department of Homeland Security. Got the actual receipt right here in my hand. Not lying. State of Tennessee Safety and Homeland Security.
Send that to me, please.
Even though it was spoken to the DMV office. But my point being, they'll give you a temporary paper ID, looks just like your actual driver's license, and then they'll send the real one in the mail. But the point being, you can tell it's the real ID now because it has the 5-point star in the corner.
Damn. 5-point
With
star.
That being said, 3 years ago, it's ironic, during the lockdowns, about 3 years ago, the state implemented this program. So basically now, if you don't get the real ID, whatever be the ID or driver's license, you're not getting one. You got to come in with those documents, birth certificate, passport, whatever. If you don't get it, you're not getting the ID. Is that
there
simple?
You go. Just like Brazil. I just read the Brazil Prime Minister said, if you don't get this shot, you don't get welfare. And many of you black Americans today who are getting welfare or Section 8, you will be forced in 2024 to comply or all that will be relinquished. And then, remember I told you a long time ago, I never care about what y'all tell me y'all make. I don't give a damn about what y'all make. All that shit could be taken away. You know how many millionaires are broke today? Let me go to 3164. 3164. Let's party on this one. Go ahead. 3164.
Yes. So you're talking about, what's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm brother. I'm beautiful, man. Glad to have you with us. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? Yeah. So the first thing y'all was saying about the Messiah, Ukraine being the Messiah, heck no, nah, there ain't no damn Messiah, man. But at the same time, I see what you're saying. From that metaphoric standpoint, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Because,
right.
You know, look at all the money that we're giving these people, man. Look at all the, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, that's all that is the hub. You see what I'm saying? They got a lot of stuff going on over there. But, you know, they've been proved that they were money funneling the money from over there. You know, been through that. So, you know, that's all that is. And look at how, what's her name? What's the head of Israel? Look at how he was acting. You know, a couple like last month, he was basically saying, if Ukraine can't get no contributions from America, then neither will Israel. So what does that tell you? You see what I'm saying?
What does that tell you?
You know, it's all the Zionist type movement that they got going on over here, man. That's all it is, man. These Zionists, you know what I mean? They all in bed together. They're online. You see what I'm saying? Just because it's a different country or whatever, part of a different region, don't mean nothing. You see what I'm saying? They all have the same agenda. You see what I'm saying? Like the other caller says, Zelensky been an actor. You see what I'm saying? He been you know, just a fraud. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of these people be frauds. I'm gonna be honest with you, a lot of this stuff is staged and it's scripted. You know, that's what the Matrix is about. You know what I'm saying? It's false reality, right?
Yes, it is.
This is a false reality that we're in. We're not in the real sense of reality.
I call it
reality.
I call it deep fake analogy because everything's a deep fake. Deep fake. Everything's fake.
Exactly. And I got somebody else on the line. He wanted to say something, man.
Go ahead.
My boy Bernard.
Hey. Yeah. What's going on, Dry Bones? How you doing today, man? My brother Frank from California.
I'm loving it. California, much love to you for joining us early. Appreciate that, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, look. Yeah, man, I had to tell them to call you midline because they say that I can't call out or something for
I know. They won't. Think about what you're saying. They got my show blocked. I have to get thousands a day. I don't get nothing because they block people from calling me. But go ahead.
Yeah, so look, I'm out here right now. Believe it or not, I left Virginia for a couple of days. I'm out here traveling to Savannah, Georgia right now. I was in Atlanta last night at my friend's house. I'm going to Savannah now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's break this thing down because y'all been talking about the Kazans and all that stuff in the jail. Well, you got to understand something. And the guy's brother made it right. The jail, a lot of them black women warriors were doing it, including Bowser. And Bowser up there in D.C. actually was shown walking out the neighborhoods with Anthony Fauci to try to get black people vaccinated. Y'all remember?
Yes.
Huh?
Door to door.
Okay.
Door to door.
Now look. They always keep talking about the Holocaust, right? All right. Now check this out. Wait a minute now. In the Holocaust, they were killing people. But daggone, I'm like, wait, what Holocaust y'all talking about? Because y'all keep talking about the Holocaust over there in Israel going on right now. But to me, I mean, more people died from the jab to me, so that'd be more of a Holocaust to me. What you think, man? You think it's more of a Holocaust to me than people dying from the jab? Get this. They ain't got to kill your own foot, though. I mean, with a killing you with a bomb no more. They kill you with a damn vaccine. Or ethnic cleansing. Now, look, I'm going to say something to you. I'm going to tell you something. This happened this week. I showed it to Frank. I told everybody. Wednesday, I have not taken no jab or nothing, right?
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you believe the CDC called my phone? But I was like, how did they get my number? Did they know I'm coming to Georgia this week or what is it? I had to block them. But they left a message. And it said... No. Guess what the message said? Do you have any children 0 to 17 living in your house? Well, I don't have any children living in my house. Not 0 to 17 whatsoever. So what I'm letting you know is this might not be about you getting jabbed per se. They want to make sure now they're coming for those children. Because they said the children. Now, that ties into the Brazil thing because you just said about welfare benefits, right?
Right.
All right. Well, 2 years ago, no, matter of fact, three, when the 2020 election was going on, there was a girl, Rhonda Murray, she's a good YouTube congregant, but one of Biden's people before the election happened said, they were thinking about saying, hey, these people going to take the vaccine, take away their welfare benefits. Same thing coming around. All right, now look. See, that's how deep this is because they were already trying to do it with the Universal Basic Income Pilot Program. See how far they're going with this thing, man? Now, look, the CDC, you got 600 hospitals about to close around this country. They're on the brink of collapse. Short staff, XYZ. Okay. Those will be bought in by those hospitals we bought up by the government, which they will tell you that we are running it now. They will tell you, come out, so you have to be vaccinated. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just last week, while nobody was paying attention, the CDC said they're going to put flu in RSV surveillance in the airport. That is saying RSV cases are up astronomically. Like, wait a minute, man, this child thing, man, you know. But now, we've seen the forget dry bones and everybody. Guess what? Daggone. They've been setting this up for a long time. When Barack Obama's office, I used to work a job where they talked about biometrics. And if you smoked, they could charge your insurance high. And if you didn't smoke, your insurance rate would stay the same.
Damn, that's beautiful.
They had a program called Quest. So a lot of people in the union started complaining like they didn't like that. But that was, they were doing it then. This was in 2013, man. They were doing this back then, 2000.
Right.
So what I'm saying is the program is always in set because we got to understand these Jews, the Jewish Kazan Mosque, got a stranglehold on this country as far as medicine, TV. These doctors, like the woman was saying, she was saying, doctor, shoot them a robot. A doctor really a human robot to say, hey, can I get a diagnosis, man? That's all he is. You've been walking.
Well, I'm going to agree, hold on, because what he just said about the union, think about what he just said.
Yeah.
That's those of you who got decent county jobs or decent jobs or whatever you work to do, profession, the insurance policy is the number one thing that you want your union to be able to give you low dental, eye, and health. That's part of the contract. If the contract starts to stipulate what he just said, then your union does not fight that. That means your union is with that. That means they've been paid and brought for because you do not want somebody surveillance your habits. Your habits is your habits. Unless it's detrimental to the company, they have no place for them to violate you. If you have bringing your detrimentality to any of their businesses, they understand that. I'm mad at lawyers, but stay with me, brother, because y'all talking some deep stuff here. See, that's one thing about that Bible story. I'll tell you, I don't care if you believe the Bible. I told you what the book was to us. It's a contract. It says that woe unto the lawyers who led our people astray. It didn't say astray with law. It says the key, K-E-Y. Now, in the Matrix movie, it was the key maker. Remember the key maker in the Matrix movie? I forgot who he was. Oriental. I hope you understand that. Now, today, what this brother just said, I'm going to validate what he just said with facts. So he's going to make us, oh, he just running his mouth. He drinking on going to Georgia, all that bullshit. No, he real. He gave you factual news the way we need to give it. That means the dry bone news. And see, I'm going to back it up with their own words. He said what they want you to be, y'all, is a transhuman robot. Now, listen to this. Elon Musk, I'm glad you said it, brother. You stay with me. Why don't you comment after I play this? Elon Musk, I hope y'all been watching Elon Musk. Remember we did Neuralink how many years ago? When I found out, I said we should invest, but I was kind of nervous because I like something hit me like I'm going to invest in my own children, demise, even my own family member. Like, yeah, but we're going to be going against our own people. He wanted to put Neuralink. They put Neuralink first in pigs. Remember that? That's the first thing that Libby and them did to the Jews, the so-called Khazar. They wouldn't call Jews. The word Jew did not exist in 1600. If y'all believe the Jews exist in 1600, you got bad, dumb education system in your system. Ain't no J was invented. Ain't no J was invented in the 1600. It was invented later by a Franciscan Jesuit who turned the I into a J. Go look it up because Jesus' real name was an I. Indiana Jones told you that because they all full of it. Now, let me get to the reality of this. The shot, everything they have done, was done to bring us back. I know you ain't going to like this, everybody.
Deliberately. Just say it deliberately, dry bone.
Yeah, deliberately to bring you, thank you, sister. Deliberately to bring you into what they consider the God concept. This is what they're telling everybody around the world, including India, Africa, Indonesia, every nation.
It's going to be a hologram of Jesus.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. See, I love y'all. That's why I do this, because I'm not getting, people say, I do this because it said prophesize unto the dry bones.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms. Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm. Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over.
That's
over. Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. Yeah, I mean, everything is being digitalized. Everything is...
Now, the only way they could do this was with a vaccine to make you become hackable. They had to come up with something to hack you. Now, I hope y'all were listening to what he just said. He said, the God in the sky, they tell you straight up, we on Earth already. We already landed. That's why I say... You ever heard it say the ego? See, you didn't realize that the moon landing was fake. It said the ego. I'm gonna give you the whole story in my dumbness. The ego has landed. The ego already on Earth. That's the see. You didn't realize when they said the ego had landed in the 60s.
And you ain't talking about the Philadelphia Eagles neither, huh?
Yeah. We ain't talking about them either. Yeah, the ego has landed. The ego has landed. The Philadelphia 76ers. Everybody knew that brotherly love. The first capital of America. Everybody was William Penn. That is Pennsylvania. That is the capital to this day. It's called the Keystone State. I don't think I should have to be telling y'all this. The school system has fucked y'all over, never told you the reality, and now you need people like me who have rebelled against the school system and told you homeschooling was the only way to save your children, and we were laughed at. You remember that? Oh, you remember that? I know y'all do niggas here in Florida that remember that. Now we become the most I'm going to say prosperous. I'm going to say we become the most, we're going to be the most listened to. When I die and my kids, these archives will be what they call gazillion. Because ain't many blacks telling y'all this. Ain't many black people telling y'all shit about how to get on Facebook and tell all your goddamn business. So they can round you up So they can round you up. See, I told you Obama, I did a show called The Abomination last week. And the Patriot Act, I said, damn, they don't even know what Obama meant. Obama is the president, y'all. Didn't you hear Bush? See, I know y'all didn't watch the ceremonies because y'all don't know the ceremony. See, Obama had to be oath twice. The first one was false. Then he did the second one behind the Grand Master of Louisiana. The Grand Orient. Now, I'm not supposed to tell you. I'm not supposed to tell you because I'm supposed to be dumb, but maybe I am. But before I take this break, what you going to say?
Hey, Dry.
What's I going to say?
Hey, Dry Bone.
I was going to say Dry Bone.
I never took none of your mics off. Yeah, what you going to say?
Well, hold on. I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
You're exactly right, and I wanted to bring up something. Okay, because like I told you, a lot of people I know listen to your show. I put them on, but daggone, they can't get through. I got another brother from Texas named Shaq. He's on. I wanted to bring that up. But
bring
let me
up.
Bring up one thing.
Bring
him
in. If you can bring him in. If you can bring a new person in, please. I can't, because I can't control this.
Hey,
you can three-way him in.
Three-way him in.
No, I can't. I can't three-way anybody because they won't even let me call without charging me a cent a minute. So I had to do it on somebody else.
Wow. Okay, well, that's where we at. I'm glad y'all saying this because people used to think I was lying. I told people when we start giving y'all these Jews, our numbers went from an unbelievable amount to, and they put, I told people it's called, everybody who's saying stuff, I'm not the only one. There are patriot people out there. When I say patriots, I'm talking about the white folks who understand this concept as well. Asians, all y'all know where y'all at. Y'all in the land of Egypt. America is the second Egypt because you forgot the first one, which was America. Now, we're going to go deep. Hold on. We're going to go deep. See, y'all shouldn't even do this. Y'all shouldn't have did this.
I want to comment on what you just played because that's their Messiah. That is the tech Messiah. That's the tech Messiah right there. That's telling
the
you
messiah.
What they're getting ready to do.
I played the tech Messiah. You knew that's the tech Messiah. I want you to know that he is Khazarian. His name is Yuri Harari. He is Khazarian. He got together with the Arabs. Now I want y'all to know something. I hate to play
smart cities. Don't forget smart cities. When
smart
they control you, every moving through a smart city.
Thank you. Smart city. Now they I'm gonna show you how crazy we are. They just blew up Hawaii. Hawaii is a smart city. They already got smart cities underground. I showed you that Buffalo under Niagara Falls. Now I'm trying to tell y'all, but y'all sent it to me. I said, man, y'all about to say. Now we did a show years ago on Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Remember, y'all had to realize Lewis and Clark was Masons, but they was got their guys were black natives, Americans. They were, ain't no way you could pass, well, that's why they call it the Mason-Dixon line. There's no way you can go into the Appalachians, the Allegheny Mountains, and not know. You ain't got no power to know, but the indigenous took you in there, into the Grand Canyon, to show y'all in the Smithsonian Institute, Horace Levy, y'all. If y'all ain't got no other understanding of what I'm talking about, you think I'm talking crazy. Look up Horace Levy. And they knew about the werewolf. It was already, with all these cults that y'all hear about, these are real people who were genetically mutant. That's where they get the movie The Mutants at. Now I'm about to put it on you.
Hey, Tribal, can I comment on the video?
I just want to tie everything in.
Just give me at least a minute. Earlier when you were talking about the Messiah, right? And the Frankenstein. Okay.
Yeah, sure. His name is Frankenstein. Jacob Franks.
Same
area as Frankenstein.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So back then in the 16th, 17th, 18th, all the way up to this century, people have been believing in Jesus because it's been a positive, good thing. And if you reincarnate, you're this special thing, right? Special person.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to today. Today, our government is against Jesus, against Christianity, is not supporting it. It's because their narrative have changed. They want Frankenstein narrative with all this different crazy species, you know, LGBT.
Now, Frankenstein, now let's go there, because
Now the video that you just played,
you said Frankenstein, all right, I got you. Now I'm going to play something to go along with you, because I know y'all like to have a good time partying before y'all realize, come on the show, write your notes down so we know what you're going to say, because we got time constraints. You got Frankenstein is of what area, y'all? Ukraine, Frankenstein. Transylvania, Frankenstein. Yeah. Now, y'all been a long time. Y'all been getting the same doses of witchcraft, because Frankenstein, all that. Now, Transylvania is the Ottoman Turks. I'm going to give you, I'm sick of y'all saying they. The Ottoman Turks is Transylvania. His name was Vlad Bey. He had a fez. So, come on. We about to get deep. So, take a break. Hold on.
Can you open up 7472?
Okay, I'm going to get you 7472. Hold on, give me a minute, because I got it. Okay. Now, again, because we got this later show, I'm about to play this for y'all. I'll get y'all notes. Y'all are so powerful today. Everybody get your notes out. Everybody who's listening to today who don't know what we're talking about and have no clue, write down what you're hearing, and then you Google it. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
What's up, Dry Bones? Thanks, Sean. And But what we're really hearing is, and well, I'm glad you played the part about the engineering, is because what we have going on right now.
If y'all make, hold on, let him talk. If y'all got noise, put yourself on mute. I do not take y'all out. Put yourself on mute, because remember, y'all making vibrations because y'all phones are vibrating backwards. Put yourself on mute, let him talk, and then come on in. Go ahead, brother. Brother, come on.
August 16, 2023, Yale School of Engineering and Applied Sciences announced that mRNA COVID vaccine potential now more is a nanoparticle with no shots. This means that they've created the aerosol vaccine that they can spray it into the air.
There you go. You've been saying that. Validation
100. You can spray it into the air. Now, what we're looking at with Israel, and everybody's looking at Israel and saying, what's going on? How many people have heard about what's it called, the Ben-Gurion Canal?
Yes.
This is what they're doing, and they're getting ready. And what United States have did with this is in the Indian Express News today. Indian Express News, type it in, and you can look and see what this article is talking about, a plan to join the Red Sea with the Mediterranean and an alternative to the Suez Canal, November the 12th, 2023. And what they're doing is because many decades ago, United States got with Israel and proposed that they would nuclear blast a waterway into the Red Sea. A nuclear blast. You see what they're doing right now, and they're talking nuclear. This is what they want to do. Blow that up so they can do it, because the thing that's going on with it is that Israel has, this is in the Al Monitors, Israel announces new natural gas deal off the coast of Israel.
Mm. Natural gas.
And wow. So guess what? Because Russia is cutting off the supply for natural gas to Europe, who is going to be funded by Britain and America that's going to start supplying natural gas? That's why they're fighting, trying to get people out of the Gaza, is because they want the rights to have this under control by Israel.
Right.
See, we're looking at all this old okey-doke, and this is what's happening behind the magician's curtain.
Natural gas.
Yeah. Same thing that happened with Afghanistan. Hold on, Brother Kwame.
You're right. I know. Now, but see, the reverse is they got our people buying electronic cars, want to take their natural gas stoves away in New York State, want to take natural gas from everybody. Don't you see the trick there, too? See, I know you got that part. But how are we believing it if we are willing to take policies that will take away natural gas, but we got Israel getting ready to get natural gas? You see what they said? Evil is good. That's why evil is good now. Go ahead. You make it
but
so much sense.
You look at Atlanta. Most of downtown in the gentrified area, the new bumpy area, all the buses are no longer deep. They're natural gas. Buses are running natural gas. They're alternate to the electric cars, because you know that's going to be burning up some power. So what are they going to do? Get the natural gas vehicles.
So hold on. I hope y'all realize we just don't. They just stopped the automotive strike. Automobile strike, the UAW was striking, y'all. They just broke the strike last week, over the weekend, a couple of days ago. And that was based on the electronic cars, because they were saying, well, we make an electronic car, but they can't sell them. Now, here's what they're going to do. And y'all just look at that. I'll just bring it up to you, because what y'all say, I just bring the algorithm equation. If they already know that they're watching you, because all y'all give your information on YouTube and every damn thing you own, you'll tell them if you don't like cars or not. We're just told we against all everybody who listens to this, though, we for gas. So obviously, they got that coalition listening to what we're saying. And they got those black folks who want, electrical cars. You do know that black children got to go into caves and die to get that cobalt, to get that that cocaine.
And dry bones. By the way, I don't buy gas from Tennessee no more. I can drive less than 15 minutes away over to Mississippi. They got the cheapest gas in the nation. Ain't that
what's
something?
How much? Tell me how much. Just tell me how much so we know.
Right. I went out there yesterday. The Sands Club was around $250 for regular unleaded in Mississippi.
Oh, hell no. I'll kill my mama for $250. That's what y'all going to do. See? Y'all going to kill y'all mama for $250.
Here in Georgia, you can get pretty cheap gas, too.
How much?
South Carolina.
Hold on. Don't come on here and tell me. Give me how much. That's what I told y'all. Don't come on here playing. How much is the gas? Don't say how much.
$2.80. Isn't
there
that
$2? Y'all kill y'all mama $2.39.
$2.39 in South Carolina.
Okay, $2.39. South Florida, $3.39. Went to $3.05 one day, went right back up. I don't know what y'all seeing in y'all state, but y'all better pay attention because if you have a Kroger Plus card,
you can get even 20 cents off. So actually $2.60.
Okay, so all y'all listen to this in your region, all you in Safeway and all you in the different areas of the country got different gas stations, take advantage of that means they're playing you. If the gas stations could give you breaks on using them with the credit card, that's what I'm trying to see if y'all understand what y'all saying. The credit card. The gas is only up because they want it up. Gas ain't got to be up. They got enough reserve. Did y'all not look up what y'all even say? It's enough reserve for the next 50 years. They got. So right now they're playing us with the gas. Now I'm going to play y'all right quick. Those of you veterans, listen to this.
Hey, we got my boy Shaq. You want to come up on here?
Okay, we'll put Shaq on there. I'm going to get him in here after I play this clip. He could come right on after this because I want his move. All you veterans out there listening. Now, I don't have anything to say about who joins the Army. I'm sure there's a bunch of gays and lesbians in the Army. I can care less. As long as they want to kill, not me, but the initiative, okay. Now, let's go with the reality of this. Y'all been knowing gays have been in the Army since the movie 300 and beyond. I don't know why y'all pretending gays ain't in the Army. But here's the key. The gays in the Army today, if you're heterosexual, the gays can't even be trying to fuck you too. I mean, if you're heterosexual, the gays should know that. The man, hey, you want to fuck men? Go, want to fuck women? Go, that's your. The gays, now here's where, I told you the movie 300, that Mel Gibson movie, whatever they made, the movie they made with all the gays, with the Greeks were fighting them, pedastry was normal in those countries. They were mine for, it's called brotherly love. That means gay love. That's what really brotherly love means. I ain't going to tell you all that. But gay love. And I want you to know the Army knows this. The Army knows that if you turn your Army into gays, it's going to be a big problem in the Army. You're going to have a mental set that everybody can't. See, first the Army was, don't remember. But see, I tell you I don't remember shit because Bill Clinton said, don't tell. You know, you can fuck me to death and sodomize me to death. I mean, if you into that.
Don't ask, women, don't tell.
Right. Now, women love, I mean, I want y'all to know, if you look at the Kama Sutra, the ass, the anus is, see, we have the time now. I'm about to go into the deep shit yet. I don't care if you don't believe this. Jump offline and go to church. But sex in the Bible. Motherfuckers having sex, orgies, ass, anal, all that, blowjob, all that's in the ancient temple. One thing about the ancient people, they wrote everything down in stone. So all y'all who don't know about that, that's your fault. Don't blame me. But here how you going to destroy the U.S. Army. I told you they were going to do it. I got the clip to prove they're going to do it. They did it, the experiment on the Islam. See, Islam claimed they ain't gay. Ain't that funny? Islam, who's the biggest violators of human rights. Islam. I don't give a fuck. If y'all want to lie to yourself, go right on ahead and lie. Put a fez on, a hair wrap. I don't give a fuck. The facts matter. It says that y'all was making people eunuchs, castrating females, tying up, sewing their pussies up. That's still done today. Just because it ain't done in America, it's done now. See, that's how you know your mind is limited. This should be a show I should love. Better than Twilight Zone. I'm going to say better. Equal. Called The Outer Limits. I don't know if y'all remember that. But The Outer Limits was just like the Twilight Zone, but even more deeper. They come out the British shit. And y'all acting like, you know, everything's new to y'all. Like y'all don't know gays are. Gays been around since the beginning of God, if you want to go that direction. Hermaphrodite is the sacred alchemy. That means duality. We had pussies and dicks at one time. Don't have them now. That is the story that they've been giving you about Adam and Eve. And many of you can't handle it, and I don't care if you can't handle it. I look at y'all and say, sometimes you got to leave people alone who can't handle the real fact, because they might only want to hear a lie. The lie is, if a company can put together pharmaceuticals to make the military gay, like our U.S. military gay, our military is gay as hell. Did you not know that your Surgeon General is gay? He's a transvestite. Did that, see, that's why I know I can't trust niggas.
The Pentagon confirmed to CBS 5 today military leaders once proposed building a so-called gay bomb, a chemical weapon that could be dropped on enemy troops to make them sexually irresistible to each other. Here's CBS 5 political editor Hank Plant. Hank?
Well, Alan, it was an Air Force lab that proposed this to the Pentagon officials, and it was a Berkeley-based watchdog group that found out about this strange idea for a weapon. Edward Hammond of Berkeley's Sunshine Project tracks military spending. He used the Freedom of Information Act to obtain this proposal from the Air Force's Wright Laboratory to build what's been called a gay bomb. The weapons proposal says one distasteful but completely non-lethal example would be strong aphrodisiacs, especially if the chemical also caused homosexual behavior.
The Ohio Air Force lab proposed that a bomb be developed that contained a chemical that would cause enemy soldiers to become gay and to have their units break down because all the soldiers became irresistibly attractive to one another.
The Air Force lab asked for $7.5 million to develop such a bomb.
The notion was that a chemical that would probably normally be present in the human body in low quantities could be identified, and by virtue of either breathing or having their skin exposed to this chemical, the notion was that soldiers would become gay.
The Pentagon confirms that such a proposal was made, but rejected as part of the military search for non-lethal weapons. A spokesperson told us the Department of Defense is committed to identifying, researching, and developing non-lethal weapons that will support our men and women in uniform. But proposing a gay bomb is offensive to people like Hayward's Hong Nguyen, who was dismissed from the Army under Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yeah, the proposal saying that, you know, the gay bomb would encourage this distasteful behavior, homophobic behavior, is just offensive on its face, period.
And gay community leaders find the idea almost laughable.
Throughout history, we have had so many brave men and women who are gay and lesbian serving the military with distinction. So it's just offensive that they think that by turning people gay, that would somehow make the other militaries incapable of doing their job. And it's absurd because there's so much scientific and medical data that shows that sexual orientation is immutable and can't be changed.
The Pentagon says the proposal was made by the Air Force in 1994 and dismissed, but that is not what the Berkeley Watchdog Group found.
So when the Pentagon says it didn't really go anywhere, it was dismissed out of hand.
That's not correct. The truth of the matter is that it would never have come to my attention if it had been dismissed at the time that it was proposed. In fact, the Pentagon has used it repeatedly, subsequently, in efforts to promote non-lethal weapons, and in fact, they submitted it to the highest scientific review body in the country for them to consider.
This gay bomb.
That's correct.
For the record, the military says it is not working on a gay bomb right now.
Right now. Now, I'm going to show you how crazy we got to be to know that. Now, this is nothing new under the Helios, y'all. I told you, gays have been in every military campaign since the beginning of warfare, Tubal Cain, ever since they made weapons. So I'm trying to figure out what this is about. You know what this is about, y'all? They want to make the gays the new civil rights niggas. See, the gays are the new civil rights niggas. See, you lost your civil rights, gay black America. You gave your rights away. You sold your birthright, just like the Bible story. Esau, Jacob, you sold your birthright. You sold your land. You sold everything over here, women and female. You sold your pussy to the women. You gave all the crackers and all the moors, all the pussy to the world. And they came over here thinking this was the land of milk and honey. I hope y'all ready for this part of the show. See, when you sell your birthright, that means you give up all your hoes, all your virgins, everybody. You gave them up. Don't lie to me. I know that's a fact. I go back to the Virginia record. It was a pussy that was the god that made it slavery.
If the pussy had been a slave to the whoever owned it, it was free. If it wasn't free, it all that came out of there. Now, let's get real. Sex magic. Sex magic. You brought it here, y'all forget Randolph Pascal. You know, he brought sex magic. That's where Aleister Crowley gets all this stuff from. Y'all leaving all the black people out? We ain't leaving them out. No way in hell we leaving them out. Let me get some more calls. Y'all trying to leave out your own demise, what you did here. You forgot what you did here? See, you forgot. 7696. I'm bringing it back to your remembrance.
Hey,
7696.
Hey, Drive Bones. Go ahead. Jump in. Hey, I had just wanted to comment on, you know, the you know, how we look. Me and you, and probably everybody on the show, we all look alike. But, see, we the so much go-along, get-along people, you know what I'm saying, that I guarantee, I'm guaranteeing this fact of myself, that behind that curtain, It's some pussy ass niggas back there too. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from the hood, and I don't care if there's some money involved. A black person is to go along, get along, and especially if you don't like somebody else, if you build some type of hate for somebody else, and somebody helps you take care of this. We stand all day long, stand 10 toes down, men and women. I'm saying because we got some evil shit in us. And it's impossible for someone else to then have created, like we say, somebody else created this monster that we have inside of us. It's impossible. It's already there. Because it's
already there. Okay, hold on. It's already there. Put yourself on mute and make a noise. If y'all around noise, just mute yourself. I won't take you out. I'm muting myself. No, okay, I'm gonna make a noise, but okay. But you're right. Now let's go with what you said. I'm gonna stay on with you for a minute since you got look, evil is in everybody. So what's good? That's the battle. The battle is yourself first. That's why it comes, know thyself, all that stuff. The battle is first with you. What do your psyche attach to is the question. Now, you know everybody got something. I'm not here to judge anybody, whatever. I'm here to say the facts matters that this is not normal, what's going on here. Something's going to fall. You ain't got no balance. Ain't no Mayat at all. If y'all want to go to Mayat, which was one of the foundations, Libra, those of you Libras out there, the number 8, ain't no number 10 for Libra. That's a made up. You 8. Libra's Octo. It's like Calle Ocho. 8th Street. This 8. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm telling y'all right now, this is not the program. If you are a pussy, go to another program that love hearing lies. I don't even want people who love lies on the program. Just go somewhere else. Your energy ain't gonna drain. Your energy ain't gonna drain.
That's a part of what I was talking about. That was a part of what I was talking about. With you got different groups of people. I'm just saying. I know you got some people that you know from your neighborhood or for whatever. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Some of the most low-life people that you ever could know. But guess what? They got power, and they feel it's in their right to do whatever they're doing and how they're doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because you ain't going to change that.
That stuff ain't gone nowhere. You still got people.
Hold on, bro. You just said
the influencer.
Say that word one more time. Meritorious manumission. Right. Now, people, I hope you don't take this to be, go look up a word you don't really know. That would help you go through your day knowing that, I don't know that word. Let me check it out. It helps you. Meritorious manumission. Black folks would go to the benefactor. That's your benefactor. Whoever would give you the benefactor of your treachery.
No, the nigga go wave that white flag and say, hey, I got information. Hey, I don't want no more of them. Can you help me? I'm going to tell every goddamn thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's what happened in Great White Flag. Look, sit down and tell everything.
Right. That's why I said earlier, you heard me say, we under distress. I ask y'all, I'll tell y'all, look it up. You under distress, everybody in the country is going to be under distress, including white folk, including every group, because what's going to happen, your credit is going to be taken. Your credit is going to be going to a universal credit bureau,
and it's going to become up. If you are below 600, you will be part of the Georgia Guidestones that they blew up on purpose. Didn't blow up the time machine that I took pictures of. Lucky I took pictures of that. The time machine was right next to it. They had the whole time. You know how you put stuff away for the time. Never touch that. I'm telling y'all, get ready, because you are going to have a Twilight Zone wake-up call when you find out the federal government. Matter of fact, the federal government wants to be broke next week. I hope y'all remember that. Remember, they just got a Speaker of the House who I'm scared of. Y'all never heard this Speaker of Obama. Never heard this guy. Y'all never heard this guy. Guaranteed. Some of you have. Give me some information if you got some on this guy. This guy just came out of nowhere.
Wait a minute.
Could I slide in here?
Wait a minute.
Could I slide in here?
I got one more thing,
and I'm going to be it.
One more thing will be it. Okay, one more thing will be it.
I have
one more thing. You said one more thing.
I'll
take that one more thing. Go ahead.
I haven't noticed any extra bill on my phone from them saying that you can't call this number. I haven't gotten any extra bill. I ain't got nothing extra. I don't pay my phone bill. So somebody else pay my phone bill. So they hadn't said, you can call us some number. You know what I'm saying? So that's
good.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad
you ain't, because I know many people call me and say I can't get in. So thank you for that. Okay, who next? Who next?
Did y'all remember when they did the test across America? That was what it was for. It's because they had to synchronize all of the cell phones that they were able to get in contact with. Because
right.
I turned mine off.
Right.
And when I turned around, my cable company called me the next week and told me they had to come out and check the lines because they didn't get a signal.
Check that out. Now, see, I didn't know that. See, this is why I love y'all. I didn't know that. That's it. See, I told y'all before. This is why I tell y'all. Y'all giving out so much pertinent information across the nation that, remember, we doing what the God Bible said. It said we sent out spies. Espionage is the number one thing of the gods. Look it up. Before Yahweh took over the land, he sent out spies. He ain't going to take over the land with no goddamn army. He said we're going to send out emissaries and spies into the land of Cain. Go ahead.
Let me bring up something here. Somebody was talking about earlier.
Go ahead. Go ahead, brother. I hear you now.
Let me bring it up. Somebody was talking about earlier the gas. And, yeah, the gas has been like 262 in Georgia. Now, I wanted to say something. My brother Shaq, he was trying to tell you something earlier. Shaq, what you got, man?
What you got?
Are you there?
Peace. Can you hear me, brother?
I hear you. Go ahead, man. Loud and clear. Go ahead. Keep going.
Hey, man. Shout out to everybody else tuning in, man. This is a great show. You guys doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We are vibrating on a high level. But you talked about Elon Musk, which ironically, he would be considered the original African American. Okay. Now what he's doing is he just a continuation. You just say he's eugenics on AI steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what I said? Eugenics on AI steroids.
Mm.
Francis Galnim. You know what I'm saying? Science. They want to be the great scientists. They want to be the creator, the God creators on this earth. In that video you played, perpetuates exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to what? Unman the man.
That's right.
Unman the man.
Okay.
Mm. Talked about all this stuff, man. It's been written. It's a script. You said the Bible was created in the 60s, interpreted. Allegedly, it was written in 1604, but it was not published until 1611. Allegedly.
Right. Right.
From an interpretation into English.
Right. Right.
So the script.
That. Script.
Who are acting now? So all we're really doing that is the actors are acting in place and following the script.
Boy, you're hitting on the nose.
You know what I'm saying?
You're hitting it hardcore. Go ahead. That's it. They're putting the actors in place. Go ahead.
New actors that come into place because the script is keep getting passed down.
Now
what we're doing is
William Shakespeare is part of the script because he wrote that Bible. He helped They took a bunch of people. I think I'm not sure the number, but a bunch of them was of a guild. And William Shakespeare is a secret name they use for the writing of the Bible. Go ahead.
There you go. You damn sure right.
Go ahead.
So the question is.
Yo.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
The question. Go ahead. I hear you, brother. Go ahead.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Go
you
ahead,
got it. You want to get it, bro?
No, go, no, yeah, no. Hey, finish your, hold on, time out,
go,
time
go
out.
Ahead, finish, bro.
Finish your thought, brother, because I want, hold on, time out. I don't want nobody to interrupt. When he's finished, let him finish his thought. He was almost there. Then we take somebody. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Yeah, I was just talking about the script because you put everything in place with the eunuchs and 300, the Spartans, all of them was homosexuals, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep talking about this alpha male stuff. That alpha male, you better know what they really meant. That's everything under me is a subject to me.
Mm.
Alpha.
Mm.
Well, I'm talking about when they find what the alpha is.
Mm.
Them Spartans, yeah, they were soldiers. They was ass kickers. But they literally was ass kickers.
They fought to the death.
Them homosexuals took with them in war. That was their fellows.
Right. Now, hold
I'll
on.
Let y'all get
I'm
it
glad,
after that.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad. Hold on. All y'all just listening. Of course, I'm all y'all. I got two more calls. I got actually three. As soon as I get them. I got 42769, and I'm going to have 4853. Y'all been waiting in 4007. I know y'all been waiting because this is one of the programs. Everybody on this program today. But hey, I'm going to get y'all in right now. Now, I'm going to go to 4269. I know time constraints. Go ahead. Get it in. Hurry up and get it in. Let me know what you want to comment on. 4269. Go ahead. Go. 4269. You only got 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. 4007.
Hey,
you next.
Hey, this is 0997, man. I'm at the crib. I got these books for you right now. I was going to spit for you, man.
Okay, hold on. I got you. Stay with me because you did say you got the books. I want you to hear. And what about, okay, 4269. I'm going to put you back to mute because you ain't answering. Let me go to 4007. Is that you?
Brother Tariq.
Brother Tariq, go ahead. California, another California love. Hit me up, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I don't usually get up this early, but anyway.
I went to 10:30. Hopefully you come in. Go ahead.
I had to get up with y'all because, man, this is invigorating. But my main thing is, what are we going to do to halt this thing? What can we do together to put a stop to this thing? And like I've been saying for years, if we don't use the Administrative Procedures Act and administrative process on these creatures, then you can't do anything because they always can come together and go around you. But once you put them on the public record and let them confess, and all you got to do is initiate it, and then they all do the confessing because they come and they don't answer and they tell you that they're not who they say they are, and we can take them down. And this is how we do it. We finance our own activity with this because you bill them. You have the right to get what they call a notice of waiver of tort. They are torturing us, and you put the notice of waiver of tort on them. That is to say you bill them $15,000 a day until they send you the paperwork that they're supposed to have. And you don't have to do anything other than initiate it, and then the notary takes over and the Secretary of State takes over for you. And now they confess everything. This is what we got to get them to do, folks. Then our people are going to wake up.
Now,
I
love what you said because you hit on those. But I think they are confessors. A lot of them come out. It's come out through trial and raver based on the fact that they are having these trials. They got secret trials going on everywhere, not just Trump. Get your mind
That's
off
right.
Trump, everybody. He ain't the only trial. You got AstraZeneca. You got what's that? Pfizer going. They're going against Pfizer
all of
now.
Them. Yes.
They got
a
whole bunch of trials.
We can sue
them
all now.
Now hold on. I want y'all to know. Let's see what time is it now. I want to make sure we get everybody as much as we can in here. Brother Tariq, you've been on the program. You family. You connection for sure. Brother Quinn, all y'all listening to these cats, been doing it. They've been kicking it for a long time. They're older than us. I call them the elder statesmen. You said something about how can we do it. Again, we're using their own formats against them because right now we would never be able to reach as many of y'all across the country as we are able to do now. So that's one plus. We're using their own tactics. Secondly,
right.
Our people are starting to realize that they're being used to the max because they're not getting, now they're going to their politicians. I don't know what's going on. That's why we got you on here as news all across your region. We need your news. The people get mad. Aren't they getting mad about what's going on? Are they not getting any of what they promised? Give us your thoughts on California
right
now.
They're not taking anymore. But remember, I sent you something that's very important to know. Yeah. Charlotte Eisenreich, the former Secretary of Education under Reagan.
Yes, yes.
She
said
that she confessed on the whole thing that all they're doing in the so-called education system is to get you to identify the resistors.
That's
and
right.
And that's what they turned us into.
That's
we are turned into identifiers of resistors amongst our own. And that's why we have to know who are we. Are we in control, or do they work for us, or do we work for them?
They work for them. Let's work for them. They're supposed to work for us. Let's be honest. They're supposed to work for us. You're absolutely correct. But they're working for them because anytime a Khazarian banker by the name of George Soros, who's just the face, he's just the face. They got a guy paying all our prosecutors to do cash bail. Cash bail does not work for the black community, y'all. It's terrible for us because our premises was never about letting criminals. We were the just people. We had laws. We had our own jurisdictions. We had our own.
And we didn't have no jails in our towns either.
Right. Now, right.
But
now, think about that.
But
you
dry bones.
No jails, but yet the penal colony is the number one colony right now. Now, I'm going to go here. I'm going to tell y'all this. You listen. Go ahead, Brother Cormie. Go ahead, Cormie.
But the part you're talking about cash bail, and I don't know if Derek knows it, Illinois is one of the states that's going against the cash bail. And what they're doing with the cash bail, they're putting you on house arrest because they're putting electronic monitors on you to connect you to the 5G network.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're taking you off to pay the cash bail, but you got to pay to have that monitor on your ankle.
Thank you. Hold on. You're right. Now, that's my point. They gave the premise of cash bail. We're going to let you out, but they had another loophole. Now, this is all you today. Listen, hold on. I got to do this because I know the show going to go, and y'all still going to go, but I just want to play these clips before they take these clips off. This clip was from Israel, y'all. I got this brand new sent to me. I said, my goodness, this is in 2015. This shows you that we can't be that bright on what's going on in the world because when somebody could come on in 2015 and predict what they're going to do in 2023, just like they did in 2018 with Albert Pike, we got to say, why could we defense against this? This is the question I asked y'all because you just asked me, how do we defense against this? We couldn't defense against the civil rights. How did many blacks go to Martin Luther King? Let's get deep, y'all. If Mother King was brought and paid for, how are we supposed to get most of our people, who even our most closest confidants and friends, who went through this period of joining this stuff, indoctrinated by this stuff, you know how long it takes you to be deprogrammed from a group that has you in this grip for over 30 years? It takes a lot to deprogram, y'all. You can't deprogram like you think. Y'all talking about, you might have been able to do it through a toxic fight within your own body and mind, but the average person cannot take deprogramming properly. If he deprogrammed, man, they're going to go psycho crop. They might go psycho. Yeah. And that's why they created these new drugs.
I'm
just going to be honest with
fentanyl. That's why they got fentanyl. That's why they got all this latest fentanyl stuff.
That's right. You sent it to me. Yep. Y'all sent it to me. Brother Kwame sent that thing last. Now, Brother Kwame sent something last week. He said, he told you they were having a meeting.
Yep.
They were all getting together. He sent me the clip. He sent me the link. I said, my God. I mean, look how they kept that out the move, Brother Clark. For you to have your mind to go look this up, that's what I call divine mind. People don't realize your mind must seek out her as hidden treasure. See,
That's
treasure
right.
Treasure is a booty. Now, I'm going to tell you something real quick. This is a hidden treasure right here. How Israeli the most, this is the most, I'm giving y'all the top Israeli people. I notice I say Israeli. Listen to that name, Israeli. That means like Israel. I mean, the end of the word is spelled backwards. It was like Israel. Okay, here it is. This is what they said. I'm letting everybody know, get out of your mind of this war. This war is fake.
That's for the bankers.
It's for the bankers.
Come on.
It's for the Beltway Initiative, which is the new, remember y'all, ancient Silk Road. The ancient Silk Road is the road that went all the way through.
But that's the new canal.
That's right. I'm only giving what you said. I'm going what you told me. I said, you gave it the real name. You gave the name. You said the tell them what you just said again. Said the name. Gregorian what? What the canal? He gave you the canal name earlier. So look it up. Here's what they're really doing. Along with what y'all said, here's their own people warning.
Oh, people to walk their side.
They're going to kill their own people,
all right,
y'all.
Cool. All
listen
right,
carefully. Right, Put yourself on mute, sister. If you're talking, put yourself on mute.
I apologize.
That's all you gotta do. And she's still talking. See what I'm saying? How black folks do? You give them that's why I said you give y'all privileges, and that's why they're gonna kill us. Because they gave you all the privileges in the world, black America, and you still won't listen.
But there was never in history an occupation in which the occupier presented himself as the victim. Not only the victim, the only victim around. This also enables any Israeli to live in peace because we are the victims.
You probably noticed the year on that video. It isn't a recent video, but it's a video that is now going viral. And the person in that video is award-winning Israeli journalist Gideon Levy. He's putting out some plain truths about Israel, some rather unpalatable truths, one might say. And a lot of what he says, in fact, sounds prophetic, especially when you know that this is not a recent video. This video was taken in 2015. And Gideon Levy has reported from the occupied areas of West Bank as well as Gaza. And he talks about why this has now come to pass. Many of what he said in this video and the reason why it's gone viral is because it has resonated with so many people. Listen in.
It was only by the late 80s. When I started to travel to the occupied territories quite accidentally, when I realized that the biggest drama of Israel is taking place half an hour away from our homes in our dark backyard, that this real drama of Israel has almost no one to be interested in, that it is hidden in the backyard of Israel, half an hour away from our homes. All those crimes are taking place, and we Israelis, most of us, if not all of us, do not want to know, do not know, and above all, do not care. Had surrounded itself with shields, with walls, not only physical walls, but also mental walls. I don't want to get into it because it's another lecture, but I'll just give the three principles which enable us Israelis to live so easily with this brutal reality. A, most of the Israelis, if not all of them, deeply believe that we are the chosen people. And if we are the chosen people, we have the right to do whatever we want.
Yep.
B, there were more brutal occupations in history. There were even longer occupations in history, even though the Israeli occupation gets to quite a nice record. But there was never in history an occupation in which the occupier presented himself as the victim. Not only the victim, the only victim around.
Only victim. Right.
This also enables any Israeli to live in peace because we are the victims. The other day, Professor Falk spoke about this dual strategy of Israel of being a victim on one hand and manipulating the other on the other hand. After what happened in Paris and in Copenhagen with the terror attacks, Benjamin Netanyahu came with the notion all the Jews must come to Israel. It's the safest place for the Jews in the world. It's a shelter for the Jews in the world. Which is wrong, because Israel is today the most dangerous place on earth for Jews. But let's put it aside. It was only 24 hours later when he said Israel is an existential threat under the Iranian bomb. And I asked myself, how can you dare call Jews to come and to join this suicidal project when the Iranians are going to bomb us?
No. But think about this. They tell you themselves.
Come
I'm
on.
Giving you the clue. They told you themselves. This is a suicide mission. This is a kamikaze mission. Y'all.
Right.
Go ahead.
It is.
Somebody.
If they can prove it.
What'd you say?
Yeah, so they can prove it.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, they proved it for you right in your face.
Right, the man, they own this. They own journalist I just played. You heard his name,
right?
He said that what group in the world has ever made themselves the occupiers, the victims?
That's right.
But I played it for you earlier. Make everything the opposite. That's Zedekiah Levy. That's Jacob. That's Jacob Franks. That's the Zavidian Levy. I give it to you with their own history. I show you what they said in the past. Present and future. I just gave it to you easily. The man said, we're going to make ourselves the victims. And it makes it easy. And matter of fact, we will get bombed by Iran. Think about how that sounds. We will get bombed by Iran. That's like telling everybody, you know what? I'm going to tell you how this works for black folks. See, that's why they got you. See, the same group that paid for the NAACP and everything said, you the victims. Always a victim. Everything's a victim to you. You're always the victim, black people. They use the same thing on themselves. It's called dual reality. They say, let's put it, let's use a dual reality. So everything you do, that's why Crump don't come to you on real ballot. See, Crump won't come to you when it's about getting real racism. He only come when a white person kills. So when a white person kills you, then he'll come. But he won't come that say, hey, why are the Palestinians all in my neighborhood taking over? Why is the Bangladesh taking over? Why is India taking over? Why is all these groups taking over?
Pakistan. Mm-hmm.
Pakistan. But he won't come to help you if they kill you. See, if they kill you, it's okay. They got to be the right group to kill you so they can make this money. It's all together, y'all. They all been together on this. Go ahead. Somebody say yo-yo.
Hey, the Jewish Kabbalists, you're talking about secret societies. Now, I'm going to run this down to you right quick. It has been shown in the preceding chapter that the Jewish Kabbalah played an important part in the occult and anti-Christian sects from the very beginning of Christian era. The time has now come to inquire what part of Jewish influence played meanwhile in revolutions. Merely to ask the question is to bring on oneself the accusation of anti-Semitism. Yet the Jewish writer Bernard Lazare has shown the falseness of this charge. This, he writes, is what must separate the impartial historian from anti-Semitism. Anti-Semite says the Jew is the preparer, the mechanator, and the chief engineer of revolutions. The impartial historian confines himself to studying the part which the Jew considering his spirit, his character, the nature of his philosophy and his religion, may have taken in a revolutionary process and movements. Lazar himself expresses the opinion, however, that the complaint of the anti-Semite seems to be founded. The Jew has a revolutionary spirit, consciously or not. He is an agent of revolution. Yet the complaint complicates itself when anti-Semitism accuses the Jews of being the cause of revolutions. Let us examine what the accusation is worth. In the light of our present knowledge, it would be certainly absurd to ascribe to the Jews the authorship and conspiracy of Kalantin or the Garashi. These are different societies. The raising of Jack Straw, White Taylor, Jack Page Rebellion, the Jacques of France, or the Peasant Wars in Germany. Although historical research may lead in the time to the discovery of certain occult influence, not necessarily Jewish, behind the European insurrections here referred to more apart from grievances on other causes of rebellion, the revolutionary spirit has always existed independently of the Jews in all times and in all countries and have been men born to make trouble as sparks fly upward. Nonetheless, in modern revolutions, the part played by the Jews cannot be ignored. And the influence they have exercised will be seen on examination to have been twofold, financial and occult. Throughout the Middle Ages, it is the sorcerers and the usurpers, the usurers.
That means the interest rates. The usury is interest rate people. Usury.
Incurred reproaches of the Christian world. And it is still in the same role under the more modern terms of magicians and loan mongers, that we detect their presence behind the scenes of revolution from the 17th century onward. Wherever money was to be made out of the social and political upheavals, wealthy Jews have been found to back the winning side. And wherever the Christian races have been turned against their own institution, Jewish rabbis, philosophers, professors, and occultists have lent them their support. It was not then necessarily that the Jews created these movements, but they knew how to make use of them for their own ends. It is thus that the great rebellion we find, not amongst the Ironsides of Cromwell or the members of his state council, but furnishing money and information to the insurgents, acting as the army contractors, loan mongers, and super spies, or use the more euphorious term, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, of Mr. Lucian Wolf, the political intelligence of
his
extraordinary efficiency. Mm-hmm. Thus, Mr. Lucian, referring to Cabell, the great Jew of the Commonwealth, explained that the wide ramifications in his commercial transactions and his relations with other crypto Jews all over the world placed him in an unrivaled position to obtain news of the enemies of the Commonwealth. It's obvious that a secret service of this kind rendered the Jews a formidable hidden power, the more so since their very existence was frequently unknown to the rest of the population, secret societies around them. The precaution was necessary because the Jews were not supposed to exist at the date of England in 1290. Everyone had expelled them all, and for 3.5 centuries they had remained in exile. The crypto Jews, or Marranos, listen to that, Marranos, that means melanated.
The Moors.
Who had come over from Spain, contrived, however, to remain in the country by skillfully taking the color of their surroundings. Mr. Wolf goes on to observe that Jewish service was regularly held in secret synagogues, but in public, Carvajal and his friends followed the practice of the secret Jews in Spain and Portugal, passing as Roman Catholics, and regularly attending mass in the Spanish ambassador's chapel. But when the war between England and Spain rendered this expedient inadvisable, the Marranos threw off the disguise of Christianity and proclaimed themselves followers of Jewish faith. Now, just as this period, the Messianic era, was generally believed by the Jews to be approaching, and it appears to have occurred to them that Cromwell might be fitted to the part. Consequently, emissaries were dispatched to search the archives of Cambridge in order to discover whether the protector could possibly be of Jewish descent. This quest proving fruitless, the Kabbalist rabbi of Amsterdam, Manasseh, Israel, addressed a petition to Cromwell for the readmission of the Jews to England, in which he adoringly insisted on the retribution that overtakes those who afflict the people of Israel and the rewards that await those who cherish them. So they bought their way back in. These arguments were not without the effect of Cromwell, Secret Societies and Subversive Movements by Nasta H. Webster. So you can get this book. This is a hell of a book.
There you go.
Right
now, hold on. Well, let's go. Now, again, that's why we get that book. And let me go with that, what he just said about that, because that was powerful stuff. That's why I say, even that little bit of sentencing, look how much power was in what he just read. Again, we're talking about Luciferian. Luciferian doctrine is not necessarily all evil. It means light-bearing information. That means that you could find it into light or into darkness, depending on your self rectitude of mind. So some of the things he's saying is so factual, it's unbelievable. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, that's excellent what he's given us, because the thing that we got to look at, the word that he keeps using is crypto Jews.
Crypto.
The Greek word for hidden is cryptos.
Yeah.
That means is that these are hidden. So we talk about cryptocurrency, hidden money. Currency. And we got to look at why are they using this word? What are they trying to hide again?
Got me.
I can tell you guys if someone's energy can come in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me have my moment, please. Thank you. Now, as I was saying about the previous video that you played, when that guy was so cocky and telling you what they're going to do, how they can, change the humanity of your whole organ system by hacking it. The administration now, who wants nothing but electric cars, they want electric stoves. They don't want you to ever have have the dependency of electricity. And the reason why is because their days is coming to an end. How are we going to see this with our own eyes? There's a system that's called the solar storm that's coming, okay? And what the solar storm is, it happened about 15 years ago, okay? And it's going to knock down the entire fucking Bitcoin, internet, all kind of government facilities, and they know this shit is coming, so they are pushing and pushing for this Frankenstein race of people. That's why they got to kick out Jesus. So let me just finish. So what I'm saying to you guys is not going to affect the human race. It's going to affect the powers of the people that's being ruled by the aliens.
Time out.
See how you let all the brothers talk, but look how you do it. Okay. All right. That's the energy.
You can say whatever you want about that. I'll let everybody talk, but I'm saying I got to at least cut in and say, okay, what you're saying about that, yeah, but you saying that, do you want that? Are you prepared? Let me ask you a question. Oh, y'all listen. See, because y'all think I'll be stopping y'all. I'll stop y'all because y'all know y'all want to talk so much that we can't get a clarity. You think you really want that? I know that solar flare might be out, but are you prepared for a solar flare?
This is what we need to do. This is how we need to be prepared. The government is being prepared. We need to do USB drive, guys. We're going to go back to the basics. We start needing to download.
I ask you, are you prepared, are people around you, prepared in your estimation of a damn solar flare that is going to destroy about, they don't give a damn what you believe. Solar flare don't care. You think the solar flare cares about what you're thinking? Solar flare going to just destroy some shit. And if it turns
not
on
the human people, it's just the internet.
Okay, so solar flare gonna go to different. Say it closes the internet.
It's gonna kill the internet.
Hold on. I'm just trying to get clear. You're trying to talk to because you don't want clarity.
Okay. Sure.
If it destroys, you're getting gas because remember electricity runs from getting gas. You gotta have a pump with electricity to give you the gas. So if it destroys that, it means you can't go nowhere. You won't be able to go to the grocery store. You won't be able to eat. Are you sure you think that's gonna change things if that happens? I mean, So you think by a solar flare hitting the Earth, that's going to solve the problem. That what you're trying to tell people?
Okay.
Yes,
that's
yes
going to – the power is going to solve is the people who are ruling us through the COVID shots, through the internet, through the phone.
So yes.
That's
going
to put them at a limit. So they're going to have to go back to snail mail. Everything's going to go back before electronically people are able to pump gas.
Hold on. You ain't listening. That's my problem with people. I said – do you think that's beneficial? Because you ain't got no solution of what you're going to do. Everybody out there listening, y'all got every region out there. Say this happens what she just said. And Kwame said it a few times. Brother Kwame, you going to say it too. I'm putting you in the mix. You going to say it too. I said, if it hits here, imagine the chaos that would take place of you can't get no food. You can't get no, you ain't got no cell phone. You ain't got no electricity. You ain't got no way of you. If you got any car, you can't get gas no more because gas is finished. You think that people gonna be what? Wake up and say, you know, we love each other now, and we
no.
Are they gonna go to barbarism? What's gonna happen?
They gonna go back. They gonna go back to the original.
Hold on. What's the answer? Complete is it gonna be barbarism first, or how you gonna go to the original after you go through that? Tell me about how you gonna go to the original.
Complete chaos. Barbarism. You better have some gold and silver. You better have some gold and silver stashed away. You better have water supplies.
That's my plan. I got the question,
away.
Y'all. Ain't no way I'm gonna let y'all just talk about questions. Y'all, you about to be kidding me? Now she said gold and
dry
silver.
Ball.
Hold on. I heard somebody basically go. I'm just trying to bring reality to the question. You got gold and silver. Now you're only gonna be able to barter with people who see that as pertinent, because the average person is going to be panicking so bad that they can't eat. I think people are going to go to Canada. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I've read books about this already. Once that happens, everybody, you go to cannibalism. You go to barbarism first before you even come out of it. You won't go to barbarism.
But what?
Common sense say, what? Imagine, Brother Kwame, you and all y'all in Atlanta, let's just deal with Atlanta since y'all are coming up with this idea here. We just cut off. What if the CDC just let every disease just run through y'all? You think that's going to bring out what? What's that going to bring? That's the same thing you're talking. Because if it hits the CDC and y'all got the CDC and all the electricity go out, that means them germs and all that biological shit they got trapped up in Atlanta going to unleash itself. How are you going to escape that? I'm going to give all your sister, give me one minute. How are you going to escape the CDC if they let it? Tell her first because she brought this concept up. And then Brother Kwame, I want to hear his. If the CDC, which is the headquarters of the Center of Disease Control, is in Atlanta, and it gets hit by what you just said, a solar panel, and every disease come out. How are you going to think that's beneficial to us? Give me your first you, sister, since you brought this up.
It's not.
You, and then Quan, how that's beneficial? How that's beneficial? Tell me how that's beneficial.
It's okay, not.
What I'm sitting here saying to you is
what are you saying to me? I asked you a question. I said, what would happen if the Center of Disease Control on these? So you're trying to see. That's why you know people can ask you questions. They come up. That's why I say, think before you come on the show. Don't come on here just running. I'm going to ask you a question. You ain't going to just go on other. See, other shows let you just run bullshit all over them. You ain't going to do that on the drive home. I said, and Brother Kwame, I want you to answer next because you also mentioned a solar flare coming and all this shit. If a solar flare comes and hits, I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm going to go to Brother Kwame. If a solar flare comes, what do you think the prognosis of your survival would be?
It would be going back to go back to the basics.
Okay.
Okay.
Kwame,
now, I'm not sitting here saying that the center.
Okay.
Brother Kwame, you next. I see how you ask the first question.
Right.
And they talking about, I said, what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to you, Brother Kwame? If you were there in Atlanta, which y'all are the hub of the black Mecca, if a solar flare, what you said too, will come and hit the United States, or whatever part of the world, what you think that's going to bring meaning for us in your present state of Atlanta?
And
you think that's going to be beneficial?
For me, I
said Atlanta. You might be able to
okay,
live a little
for Atlanta, it's going to be
Atlanta,
chaos. But what,
yeah. okay,
but what I'm
okay.
saying is what they have done in 2019, Executive Order 137-44, look it up.
Okay.
It is an order that says that they have got SOHO satellites up there watching for the coronal mass ejections to
okay,
come off.
Okay, that's
fine. Tell.
I'm not mad
about
that. You're not saying.
But
what I'm
trying to prepare.
Said, that's fine.
The question
they got,
you asked.
They're looking for
the question
they're
you
looking
asked.
For it. They're looking for it. That's fine. Y'all gave
no,
me
they already know it's coming.
I know
the thing
it's coming.
That they have is they
you.
Have.
So we got to prepare for it.
Hold on. I'm
right.
About
and prepare the way I've done for my preparation.
I said, what okay,
I have
y'all, so, y'all,
I
y'all
have
two, so. I'm about to put y'all on mute, both of y'all. So y'all just, I asked y'all, what y'all go across the country, you heard Atlanta talking about. What y'all going to do if a mass corona come up, even if the United States and the world know about it? How are you going to prepare for that, everybody? How would you prepare
I have
guy?
An answer, Dry Bone.
Give
I have
one.
An answer. Thanks for bringing
give
me
one,
in.
One,
can I say
please,
something? Can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear you too.
Yes.
Because y'all,
okay.
y'all want to hear this.
You can get an alternator off of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a washing machine motor
mm-hmm.
and tie them together and put a power strip to it, and you will have perpetual energy. The
okay.
alternator will turn that motor,
okay, so
and that motor
you
will
saying,
create
hold on, I'm saying, so you're saying we got to get, let me get to what you said. So y'all need to have a washing machine and some, and then y'all ought to have some good physics and some mechanical skills because I don't think the average family is going to be able to do that. So I'm trying to see.
Drive
on. Let's be practical, y'all.
Solar generator and solar.
But you just said,
what it have is a solar backup system that I have that
it
when the power go out, I can still create electricity from the sun, which knocks out
the
power.
Ain't blowing us up.
Then you have
a
base room that you.
Hold on.
I want to say one thing. Copper,
hold on,
man.
Hold on,
we got to protect the copper. We're copper beings, dog. That's one thing
yeah.
they took away from us with the copper. That is our essential, one of our essential sources, man. Copper.
Hold on. I'm not taking
okay,
copper. Hold on. You said
got,
copper.
Got
no, I'm going to go to copper, man. Let's go to copper, man, because the copper. I'm saying, now remember what y'all saying now. This thing is supposed to shut off everything. Now, I know y'all coming up with your own remedy. I said, the question was asked. Yeah, you can
uh-huh.
say what you're going to do. I'm not going to really care about what y'all saying. I said, I think the people around you are going to be doing. If the people around you know that you're able to, let's just think about how crazy y'all sound, too. Because if somebody know I'm able to create electricity in my backyard, you don't think they're coming after me? You don't think they're coming after me?
They won't be able to find you in a minute. They won't be able to find you, Dry Bone, because they ain't going to be able to find you. But they
got
solar cars coming out.
Hold on. I got electricity now. And Brother Kwame.
Now they can, yes.
Are y'all crazy? Are y'all losing your mind? If for somebody, don't you know that these people are going to be barbarous? If somebody tell me that they hungry, and I'm able, y'all, I'm just using like basic one-on-one. If y'all say, okay, I could grow all this stuff during this. Okay, that's great. I won't be able to get to you. I know. I'm practical. Ain't no way I'm going to get to Georgia in time of a solar flare because the traffic jam would be so bad. Ain't no way I'm getting there. So that's already known. That's a dumb idea for me to think I'm going to get to Georgia because Brother Kwame Quint says he can get alternative energy. That's kind of like, really? Now, you might be able
okay.
to get people. Now, hold on. The people around y'all, I'm just bringing reality what y'all saying so y'all understand. Don't fool yourself on your own craziness. If you're telling
it's
me.
Not, it's not fooling ourselves, Drybone. We need to
yes,
be prepared to start thinking about
fooling.
This and talking it's about this. We should have a whole show on this.
There's no way you're going to tell me a solar flare that you have never experienced in your life. None of y'all on this phone ever experienced a solar flare hit the earth. It may not do nothing that y'all think it's going to do. It might destroy
it. So what would you do? What would you do, Drybone? What would you do?
But you did up there in New York. The power was out in New York.
No, but we still have power in the country, Brother Kwame. We're not that dumb to believe because Niagara Falls went out for a little while, the East Coast went out for a little while. It still was electricity across the whole city. I say a solar flare that y'all claim from the sun would destroy.
It's a solar storm. It's called a storm. A storm.
Okay, a solar storm hits all electronics, all everything. That means you are in a position where you cannot move. You are stuck. So if you are in a stuck position and you don't know when it's coming, that's the question I'm wondering. I thought somebody would say that.
They say next year, Drybone.
Y2K. Y2K. Now, we all believe that, didn't we? Thank you. I'm glad somebody bringing some sense to this. Y2K was believed by all of us that they were going to destroy the earth in 2000.
And they made so much money off 2K. Them stores made way more money than the pandemic.
Now, you're telling me now, that's why I'm glad y'all on here. Listen, I told y'all, I'm playing this tape for a reason. I said people have always believed the world was going to end. They can get you. See, y'all believe whatever you want your mind to believe. You can believe that if you want. That's fine. But I said they've been giving you scenarios of every period of time, a Messiah figure. The world going to end. A Messiah figure. The world going to end. Well, it's a perfect time right now. It's a perfect time right now. Because how many people going to believe this crap y'all talking? You think about it.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about a solar flare. If Georgia go out tomorrow, and I'm going to say this clearly. This is you, Georgia, because a lot of blacks believe Georgia's a mecca. If y'all go out tomorrow, and the CDC, it says that y'all got to take every shot, y'all wouldn't escape at all. I guarantee you that. I don't care what y'all say on this phone. You will be either hounded down like dogs and killed, plain and simple. Let's not fool yourself. Let's not fool yourself. Let's get some more callers. Y'all talking fancy here, man. There ain't no fancy show here. This is reality 101. You are not escaping because you ain't got no plan to escape. Tell me what Black Folks plan. Give me a plan that Black Folks got to stop this. And I'm down. I've been through Yahweh. Yahweh told me he was going to stop it. Yahweh said he was going to stop this.
Well, maybe we need to create a plan to protect ourselves.
I mean, what plan should we be afraid of a solar flare?
What we need to start doing is,
hold on, too many people talk. Cause your plan, first of all, your plan ain't gonna work.
1200.
Yeah,
I'm
going
my plan. How do you know it's not gonna work?
It ain't gonna work because you're talking about what plan? You ain't got no plan. Nobody has a plan. Thank you.
So then, how do we create a plan?
There's no plan.
There's no plan. I just learned about this. I just learned about this recently. But why would we disregard it if it's not going to happen and try to get a plan?
If you ain't gonna listen, then why are you listening? I said you ain't got a plan. So here's the question.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, say something.
Sure.
I'm just letting y'all talk. I'm trying to figure out what plan.
So if y'all notice, they blocking the sun, you know, because they're afraid.
Nobody stopped that yet.
They block the sun because they're claiming that solar flares coming in. Then first is too much carbon. They're making money off of that. Now they blocking the sun from solar flares. Solar flares is the sunshine, the sun rays that come in every day. It's supposed to enrich your body, your soul, your mind, everything.
Gotcha.
It comes in and just cleanse you. But now they're blocking all of that. You're becoming metallic.
We're talking about a storm.
You said they're blocking the sun for years. You've been saying that. Ain't nobody disputing that. We showed the tape. You played the tape. You gave me the tape. I played it for y'all. It said that during COVID, they was talking about blocking the sun for Africa because the vitamin D was getting. Y'all saying now, this is what y'all have went to. Y'all said that a solar flare was be the savior. I'm just bringing what y'all bring to the table.
No,
now,
not at all.
Nobody think about it.
Y'all said
the
mRNA.
Sun come in on you, it's gonna what? Probably kill that biometric because it's like shooting through your body.
Okay,
and it probably melts.
It
probably get rid of you. Then they won't have no more control over you. They're blocking the sun.
Okay, they're blocking the sun. I got that. Are you
let that come in? Shit, I hope it heals my body. I need some of that heat.
No one's going against what you just said. We just going what your program said. Y'all sent me this information. I'll bring it to y'all. Notice it's a brain fog right here. I'll bring brain fogs. Y'all got to think on this one. You said they blocking the sun. I said somehow we ain't able to stop that. Since it's black people in the military, we ain't stopping that, obviously. That's going to block. Now y'all
right.
saying a solar flare. Now y'all saying a solar flare, Brother Kwame. They didn't say a solar flare. I said, okay, let's go with that premise. I'm going with y'all premise. I asked y'all, what can you do? Because you've never been through a solar flare in your life. So I'm trying to figure out how y'all thought a solar flare would be. So if a solar flare comes in, nobody's been through this on a phone. Nobody on this phone been through a solar flare.
Nobody.
You haven't. Nobody has ever. And I know on this phone. So why are you acting like you know? You don't know.
I never act like I knew. I don't know anything about
that. You know,
that
the point that I was making was that the reason why they're moving so fast with their agenda
is
because...
Your point is mute because you can't prove it. I just told you that. That's why I got to mute you because you got to keep talking. Go ahead, brother.
Can't talk?
Brother Kevin, yes. I'm just trying to get some questions.
Basically, the point you're getting at is what they showed in The Purge. So, because the prisoners can't be held. So, realistically, just to be honest, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to count. Like, money, you ain't have money to buy nothing. Ain't nobody going to be able to charge. Ain't going to be no honor.
Nothing.
It's going to be hard somebody telling you, hey, stay over there. Don't cross, you know. It'd be panic. Fear's going to be the first thing. You know, so it's going to be chaos.
Okay, so you're like the third person that made some sense. Okay, so now you're saying, which I thought maybe y'all would say earlier, okay, if fear is the beginning of knowledge of God, which is in your Bible story, I told you the first thing they're going to try to do is any group, you're the last group on the planet Earth that got a defensive, and this is why you must stop this act right here.
The genesis of gun control was designed to keep guns out of the hands of black people. The last thing that they want to do is prop up a message that demonstrates the very people that they rely on gain their power is the idea that we utilize the very thing they're trying to ban to gain our freedom or to protect our families back during a time period where we needed them the most.
Think Negroes should, in areas where the police, whether it be federal, state, or city, have proven their inability or their unwillingness to defend Negroes, the lives and the property of Negroes, then it's only intelligent and it's only right that Negroes protect themselves, and I have encouraged them to buy a rifle and a shotgun, which according to the Constitution is legal.
Let's do a little word association. Gun control. What comes to mind? School shootings? Assault weapon ban? Background checks? The word racism probably doesn't.
Following the rise of slave rebellion, there was paranoia in the part of white settlers that there could be a violent rebellion. As a result of this growing fear, a series of laws passed restricting slaves from owning guns. These laws were known as slave codes.
I can run down a laundry list of freedom fighters that used guns to literally kill slave masters or to kill KKK members. But because it's so removed from our history, a lot of people just don't know about it anymore.
After emancipation, several southern states adopted black codes, which barred freed slaves from having guns on the basis that blacks were not citizens and therefore could not bear arms.
Gun control was started in Virginia to make sure that melanated beings did not have the means to protect themselves. That's what happened. It's not like me making it up.
That's like stats. That's like history. During the Great Migration after, you know, the Civil War, where lots of melanated people looking for different opportunities and work, they galvanized, and even after that, to, you know, in the industrial age, to urban centers like Detroit, like Atlanta, like Philadelphia. There's big pockets of melanated beings in these bigger cities. And that's where the racist gun control followed.
As civil rights and desegregation was underway, the Ku Klux Klan gained traction with an agenda to intimidate the blacks and regain control of the South.
In a few short months, 5 murders, 13 alleged members of the Ku Klux Klan said to be involved in the killings.
When such an...
I'm so glad. See, one thing y'all was right. I didn't say y'all was wrong. I said y'all won't be able to defeat an act of God. A solar flare is a divine act of the gods. You cannot defend that, but you can defend yourself.
Exactly.
See, and the show just ended on that one. So you can defend yourself, but you're talking about defending the acts of God. How are you going to defend yourself?
No, you can't defend
no solar flare.
No one ever said that. I never said that. Because the Bible speaks of it.
But go ahead. I just want y'all to hear. I ain't say y'all was wrong. I just said I don't think you want a solar flare to be the number one stabilizer. That solar flare might kill everybody.
We don't need to worry about that, man.
That's my point. It's too much to worry about.
1,620 food producing factories have been blown up and destroyed.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking.
We don't have food here in a minute, y'all. Come on.
I can't worry about no damn soul. I
only thing I know is that it's going to be a controlled EMP blast. They're blocking the sun. They're scared of the sun rays.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous, you know, that we are in the Truman Show. Remember, we're in the Truman Show. So if they're going to block the sun, we love the sun. The sun helps us.
So they're
afraid of the sun. They can't live in the sun. All right?
Now
that's the reason why they block it.
He's saying that they can't take the sun.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you this.
I don't think it's going to affect everyone.
I'm going with
this. They want us to be in a chaotic state, in a metal.
Hold on. A metropolis. I got you.
Okay.
I'm making sense. I want to make y'all make sense before we go into this next few minutes. I can't say how long they're going to be, but I'm saying is y'all heard yourself today. Y'all kicked so much deep knowledge, but today I said, y'all asked for solar flares. You don't want that. You better just do what Brother Tariq just said. You better take advantage of the fact that we got the time to stop this without, don't worry about asking God, because that's going to be too much for y'all and me, myself included. Can you imagine if a solar flare come, that's going to bring a tsunami? I'm dead. Florida's underwater. If a solar flare hits this area and jacked up anything, we are finished. So I won't be.
What I'm trying to say to you is the little research that I have done is not going to affect humans. It's just going to affect the electricity, and there's solar panel cars being built in the Netherlands.
We can't bring people into believing something you ain't never experienced. No one on this line has experienced.
I was just saying preparation, and this is the way that.
I was just saying that
this is how the government would lose control over us.
Okay, so the government, The government, this is why I get with y'all. If the government is already like sister said, Queen Shanice said, and Brother Tariqa, if the government are already killing off. Our food processes, our food assumptions. Okay, you telling me that I think the government would be more, this demonic government that we got, the New World Order, would be way more prepared than we are, because if they go to underground cities and bring in smart grid cities, I'm sure they got the technology to keep them cities going if they know that you saying that that Brother Kwame gave some information that comes out there on archive saying that they are looking for a solar flare. If they're the ones looking for the solar flare, I think they will have the equation for what they need to do. You don't know what's coming unless he told you from their own information. You don't know that solar flare was coming. You only knew because he
heard. It was like a storm. They call it a storm.
I'm saying y'all worried about the storm, and the people on Earth is about to be, your food supply is about to be gone. What's more important to you? Your food supply, or are you looking for some storm that's could come at in the future.
I definitely do not want anything to happen to humanity.
No, I said
what
would
or anything like that. That is not my reason for bringing this up.
If I was any other group of white, if I was white, you asked that question. I said, what are you worried about? The food supply, or are you worried about some solar flare? Which one be first in your mind?
I would worry about food supply.
Okay, let's go there. Let's go there. See, thank y'all. I got to take y'all where y'all mind is at. Food is important, don't you think? If the food, Brother Tariq, and y'all been saying on this show how long? They don't kill, they don't destroy how many food factories this past few years?
10,000.
How many? Okay. So
10,000.
Now, you said 10,000, and you know about it. Have they stopped because you know about it? Have they stopped because you know about it?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. See, I'm on some reality. Go to another dumb show and talk dumb shit. You, that's because we know about it don't mean to stop. And even white folks ain't stopping because they're the first to tell us. Because white folks are the first one to say, hey, our farms are being told. You ain't got no black except for brother, his cousin, Wesley cousin of them, who actually tried to fight the farms. And no one helped him. Not a black soul helped him that I know of. Because this is the thing with black folks. We good at knowing things. We really are. But when it's time to start really doing something, it take energy. It take work. It take resources. Y'all ain't willing to do that. Y'all ain't willing to go to
and
city hall.
If you're not growing your own food on your property, you're done.
Now, you're going to grow your own food on your property.
That's what we need to be talking about.
No, hold on.
Is trying
hold on.
To learn
we
how to start farming. Getting some well water and being prepared.
You want now somebody one thing about white folks I'm gonna give them credit for.
Everybody don't live where you live.
Thank you.
You are not gonna grow enough food. You cannot grow enough food in your backyard. Are y'all listening? Listen carefully. I watched the show because y'all said it. Y'all said it to me, and y'all probably don't read your own information. Y'all said something about survival. I think Brother Kwame, it was some black farmers. Just got a grant somewhere. Somebody, either Brother Tariq or them, sent it to me. Beautiful, beautiful story. They black farmers all over. There's a lot of black farmers doing stuff. The question arose in the chat, and then white folks have their own thing about them growing. You know what they said, though? You ain't going to be able to grow but for one season. You think a world going to last for just one season of growing? Once you've harvested, it's over for you.
How did the early days do it?
There was no water.
They
like
didn't have electricity.
There was no
they didn't have anything. How did they live?
But they didn't have their sky blocked, though. They
I
had
know,
sun
what
rays.
Are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're not in the only. We only show you stuff of the old days. You're not in the old days. You are urbanized. You are not going
they
to grow a food process in your backyard. What are you fooling yourself? Are you delusional? You don't have enough land to grow perpetually. You only got a season worth of food you can grow, and it's over for you. I'm just trying to get you real. So this is how you got to. You got to get the people who are already cooperative, who you know can help you in this time of trouble. Quit believing. You ain't
that's preparation. That's preparation. Be prepared to meet people, get people who do farm.
Right.
We just need
right.
to. We
hey.
Just need to have
hey,
it in
okay.
our mindset.
Hold on. Before we leave, I'm gonna give everybody a chance.
Survival food that lasts 25 years. You got to get survival food. You got to store your water.
Thank
you got to store your ammunition. You got to store your guns. I'm doing this right now because I'm not just
talking.
I'm telling you how you got to live. You got to put away food that'll last for 25 years. It costs a little money, but you can do this.
You can do this.
Prepared.
Thank you. Now but you're the only one that said reality stuff.
That's
right here. Everybody talking about growing in your back. The sister just said, if there ain't no sun. Now, I want to hear your own self talk so y'all know. He said, buy survival food already prepared for 20 to 30. That's the smartest move, everybody. Thank you so much, brother. Second one is, if you do have land, start canning your food. Start canning the food that you're able to grow because you're not going to be able to keep growing because don't you think they're going to use those satellites that y'all already told me they got in the sky. I mean, I'm looking at your own intelligentsia, and I'm bringing to your own fruition that what are y'all saying? You got to look at what you're saying. If this is what you are claiming, the first answer is buy survival food immediately.
Dry bones, I was just going to mention that. See, you whoever got control of the airspace, see, airspace, that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's
Thank
why
you.
They came up with Space Force. for a reason. Regardless of what you try to put together, what your concoction, your form, or whatever you try to put together, you under surveillance, you under this, where we, anything you got going on, it don't matter.
Right.
So,
it don't matter to me. You know,
your water, your food,
you
everything,
right.
It's all controlled.
Because Brother Kwame just
right,
clarified.
Right, because I'm in a prison city. The smart
right.
cities ain't nothing but prison cities
prison
that are well
you.
Controlled. Watch.
Thank
make
you,
sure
sister.
You're not doing, you know, doing what you're supposed
thank
to do and
you.
Not
thank
doing
you.
What they
now,
think you
now we
do.
Get into the next phase of the program, Dad. I'm not going to do this now. Next phase of the program, I'm on all y'all on the line. Y'all, one thing you said, brother, food. I just played that clip because I don't want you to say but weapons. You're the only group in the world got the possibility to get weapons. I suggest you do what y'all said here, but do not look for the impossible. Stop looking
right.
for the extraordinary impossible. It's not going to work. You got to be with practical living now. If you are able to grow your food, I just told you, Brother Tariq, maybe I should show a canning seminar on Brother Kwame how we can can food quickly. Just to preserve it for a period of time like our ancestors did. That's one. Y'all just said that one. Sister, y'all said that one. All your mind, y'all said old day. I'm going to give you practical old day stuff that ain't crazy. Canning food, one.
Yep.
Weaponry, that's on y'all. I'm not going to tell you to buy weapons, but if you don't know to buy weapons by now, oh well. Second one. Third one. Third one is, I'm going to say this. Is that you cannot trust everybody once this thing starts. Once this thing
yep.
starts, if you're that gullible, if you're a gullible being, you will be finished immediately. So you do what you feel. You better help those who are very important to you in this time of trouble. And they know what the Bible says, a time of trouble. I know it's coming. So y'all hit on all cylinders. The only thing I say is don't worry about asking God. If a tsunami comes, I'm dead. I'm just going to be honest. We dead. If a tsunami hits Florida, I'm dead. Y'all can remember me for saying shit. If something hits your area that you know that you ain't prepared for, you're going to have to go and do the best thing. Sister said earlier, the second survival is know people. Befriend people that you know what you do. Not to befriend people that's crazy, but you better befriend somebody that is on the same wavelength that you're on. And secondly, if you do not have a problem, don't act like you got one. That's called diversion. If you got food in your house, act like you starving. Don't act like you eating good and bragging, because you'll be a hit in a minute. They're going to hit you in a minute. The hood going to hit you first. You don't have to worry about white folks.
Canned meats is very good storage. Canned tuna, canned salmon.
Whatever y'all can do.
But people have been saying this for years that we need to
start
putting together. So there has to be some kind of energy behind the solar storm is coming as some type of realistic.
You hung up on solar storms, go to another talk show and find solar storms. We're not worried about solar storms. I'm not worried about solar storms because you ain't going to defend against no solar storm. Solar storm is something that all of us, the whole earth, if the people that
drive
be scared, then you have, that's where they're going to go. If you got
the solar storm
right
that's coming is COVID 2 or 3 or 4.
Simple question, all y'all. Come on, all y'all. If a solar storm hit, where would the people who are rich go? Where the people who are rich will go? If they